Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Back it again, I will never stop. I say switching up my sound like this, I get unorthodox. But stay true to the game, faithful to it like it's orthodox. So Christian, while you listen, I be pissing haters off a lot. Like urinals at your funeral, I picked you out a lot. That's godforsaken in the earthquake, I left an aftershock. Major mommy tsunami, hope you know she's on my job. Cause I get athletic with it, my etiquette be off the chart. Been hot since awesome to Marley, more red alert and Chuck chill out. Ever since Uncle Rob put me on video music box, killing shows at Latin quarters. The red parrot and rooftop, known for doing a jam, having all the girlies locked. 25 years in the game and it's still in a nigga heart. While you standing on corner staring, I'm just calling you block watch. Tenant patrol what I'm building like penthouse. I stay on top above the ground and out of jail. You know I'm thinking out the box. I got more 60s than the Army, Navy, and Marines. My mental capacity's like an unlimited magazine. To light you up and lead the way like lanterns filled with kerosene. Call your girls to jump on me, you start flipping like trampoline. Your lady mean might get the gavel, gas her up like gasoline. Plus you kinda regular, with me you dealing with Supreme. Being coming from the old school, so I'm OGing. Off on you, pause, off on her, I'm just cuskeeting. I ain't messing around, if she ovulating. She calls me baby daddy, but we don't have no children. Shit, I strike it down her lane, knock it down both lanes. Slide off with a cold, I guess you can call that ice skating. Nah, ma, you can't lock me down, I'm just speed dating. And if that hotel, my service will get 5-star rating. I Obama your mama, cause she said it's time for change. Casanova, player, president, no need for debating.
Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I'd like to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had Jeremy Polite with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Naza letting us know what's going on with him. And we also played his smashing single, My Journey. Now, after Naza, we have Boss Goomberg in the building, letting us know what's going on with him as being one of the biggest promoters in New York as of right now. And we also talked about that hot group he's with, Maserati Guff. You can check them out on YouTube. They doing their thing. They doing big things. Check them out. We also had the one and only Boogie Black in the building, and we played some of his smashing singles, and we also played that exclusive single by Boogie Black, Blame It on the Henny Remix. To hear last week's show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace, that's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Now, this weekend, we have another amazing show for y'all. We have D Sweet Word Childs with the GQ General Question. We have comedian William St. Clair, who's going to fill us in what's been going on with him. And we even going to do a little stand-up comedy for y'all. So make sure y'all stand on the line for that. After Wallace St. Clair, we have Frenchie from the Trendsetters with us, letting us know what's going on with the Trendsetters. And we also going to be talking about that big birthday bash of hers that's going on August 21st at the Paradise Dip Theater. After Frenchie, we have Trey Powell in the building. We will find out what's going on with him in the music industry, and we'll be also playing some of his singles. Now, after Trey Powell, we have our special guest appearance, Greg Hill from the Delphonics. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with D Sweet Word Childs and her GQ general question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
We ain't got artists of the year, yep. Rhyme of the year, yep. Grammy nominations, yep. Of the black and black, nothing, baby.
Yep. All night.
Saying this on my watch. All night long.
You priceless, you like diamonds or ice your wrist. We got shut up twice as rich. Make you bite your lips, change your know what you like in this. Nice to think you ever leave me, I slice my wrist. Treat you like a bitch, never that. You got beef with my niggas at the streets, where I'm living at.
Clear the clock, that's the sound of the mini Mac. Where we at? Uptown, where it's really at. Give me that. I want the man in the yacht. Advance on the spot, we can dance and we drop. Let my hands to my knot.
Joe, you the gun.
Jenny, you the bomb. Any man disrespect, good as gone.
Opened up my eyes today. Felt the sun shining on my face. It became so clear to me that everything is going my way. I feel like there's no limit to what I can see. Got rid of fears that were holding me. My endless possibilities has the whole world open for me.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. And before I bring on D Sweet Word Childs, I must make a correction. Frenchie birthday party, April 21st at the Paradise Theater. When she come on, we will be discussing that. As of right now, I have D Sweet Word Childs. D, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, D. Now, let me ask you, am I saying your last name correctly?
It's Childs.
Childs. Got to bring the S in there, right? Childs. Okay. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. I can't complain. You know, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. Now, you know, you want for the general question. Would you like to let the listeners know a little something about yourself?
Well, I currently reside in a little town called Oxnard, which is located in Southern California, about an hour away from L.A. Right now, what I do full-time is do promotions and artist management for rap artists, and I currently coach youth track and field.
Oh, okay. You got a lot going on there. What's your topic for this evening?
Well, I actually have two, if we have time. But the first topic I would really like to get into is, where do you see the rap game in 5 years as a whole? And the second one, if there's time again, what are your thoughts on underground artists versus mainstream?
Well, those are good questions. I think we might have to go with the first one. But we definitely got to have you back on for that second one. Ain't no question about that. And it's something different compared to the general question also. Now, what made you choose that specific topic?
The reason I chose the topic, where do you see the rap game in 5 years as a whole, is because right now I cannot stand to listen to mainstream artists. Every now and then you'll have an artist put out a song that, you know, I like, but I'm a little rough on the rap game. Say, Chief, I'm a lyricist, and if you can't catch me lyrically, then you lost me. And nowadays we're showing as a society that anything with a good beat will pretty much listen to. And sometimes you see people repeating the lyrics, and every now and then you'll catch them and be like, did they just really say that? Yes, they did. And we just been eating it up like it's candy. And
wow.
I think to some extent they're laughing because half the time it seems like they're not putting any effort into their rhymes these days. And it's just like, it got a hard beat. It's going to go.
Okay.
These people are going to buy it. So it don't matter what we're saying right now. They're going to buy it anyway.
Okay. All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to speak to D Sweets or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, me personally about the rap game 5 years from now? Wow. What can I say? Because a lot of, in a way, I see it slowly turning back to where some artists are trying to deliver messages and not the messages that, you know, with the pants sagging down. You know, as far as me hearing a lot of up-and-coming artists that's coming out now, I know a lot of them is trying to deliver, like, positive messages. So hopefully we'll get it back into a positive note instead of, you know, without the pants sagging and the booties shaking and the little girls, you know, tossing the booties out. Who knows? Maybe we could get back to doing a hustle or something. I don't know, but it's like a big chance on that, you know? You know, but where do you actually believe it'll be 5 years from now? As yourself.
As myself. Just like you said, you see like a little turn, you know, in shifting the gears over. but just like there's a question in my mind. That's where I would like to see it go back to, you know, the era of Tupac and Biggie and, you know, Snoop, his older stuff. You know, Snoop's newer stuff is a little commercialized.
So you mainly, you know, talk about like the 90s or the, you
the
know.
90s. I like the 90s and 80s. You know, hip-hop style.
Oh, so you're not talking back to where you ain't talking about Curtis Blow. Oh, you ain't talking about that far back. Oh, you talking about
Biggie. We can't go that far back. There was some good music in that era.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot
but
of messages.
I'm a little younger than you. So
what you mean?
That, you know, the Tupac being, that's more my speed. You know?
I'm saying, but back in my era, you know, the music was good, you know. They had their thing going on, you know. We had little dance steps. You know, the messages was positive and everything. But, you know, it's hard to get that, that's going to get that back the way it was back then, to be truthful. That's going to be real hard. Because, you know,
yeah.
Things is turning around. Things, a lot of things that's going on now was already done before. And that's what a lot of this new generation don't understand. All the stuff that they're really doing was done already. It's just being done in a different format.
Definitely.
Because it all was done already.
It has been. But when I say see a change, like, I don't like to necessarily listen to how many women you can pull out the club that night and sleep with.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, how much weed you smoke in a day. I care less about that.
We actually have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have D Sweets on the line?
How you doing, D Sweets? My name is Joseph. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. That's a very interesting question. That's a question I often ask myself. I ask my friends when we talk about hip hop. And as you say that you're a lyricist, and so are me. You have to catch me too with you know with your words, your rhymes. And like what you said, I'm also like old school. And back in the days, you know, then even when you're singing hip hop, R&B, no matter what you're saying, it always came from your heart. You was talking about real life stories, not about how much cars do you have. Now, the question was, where's hip-hop going to be in 5 years? Lyrically, I can say I don't think it's going to go far, lyrically. But the beat, yes, I like the beats. You have, you know, the beats is nice. It's club music. The club's changed since the 70s. But when it comes to lyrics, I mean, there has to be a change. And Rich made a good point. The things that hip-hop artists are doing today, we've been done, but they take it in a different direction. And we need people like such as yourself, you know, who believe in the lyrics, you know, should be remain positive and try to bring it back. But I just can't see the lyrics for the lyrics is going, you know, anywhere and where it is. It just seems like it's getting worse. It's like girls this, hoes this and that, you know, but I don't know. It's insane.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh, it got kind of quiet for a minute, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? We actually have another caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller in.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have these sweets on the line?
How are you?
I'm great.
Hey,
how
are you,
Dee?
I'm doing
great.
Good things. Well, my point of view on that, I really personally don't care where I go. I'm going to stay back in my 70s and 80s. You know. Now, granted, like you said, some of the underground artists, they got it going on. You know, all the cursing, you know, downgrading women, it's just, I don't know, it's a turnoff to me. And I'm going to stay back in my old, I may be a little bit of age in it, but I'm going to keep with the old up. You know, this new stuff today, I mean, it's just, you downgrading women constantly. You know, the younger generation is coming up, you know, where they bang, and when they say bang, they think you're supposed to go out here and just shoot somebody up for the hell of it. You know, it's crazy.
Well, you know.
It's really crazy.
That's why I say, like, nowadays, you do have a lot of artists, you know, that's out right now that's trying to deliver a message. I say 5 years from now, I think hip hop will have a regular base of back to where it was at, where, you know, we're sending out messages, you know, it'll be like
exactly.
A lot of commons out there, you know, positive cage, you know, where everybody's sending like messages and everything.
Instead
you know,
of talking about killing and, you know, downgrading the females, you know, because like you say, you know, hey, I get high because I get high, or I'm going to drink this tonight, I'm going to do this tonight, you know, I'm going to pour this amount of O's. It's totally unnecessary. I mean, in my book.
But see, you have to also think about the era that they're growing up in also.
True.
You understand? See, now back in our era when we was growing up, you know, either you fought, you did your thing, and that was it. You know, you don't have to worry about nobody coming back after you or bringing a whole clique
exactly.
or coming with the gun. You know,
exactly.
you just did the one-on-one, and that was it.
And
you
knocked out. It was no weapons involved.
Exactly.
You know,
that's how it was. You don't have to worry about it.
I mean, nowadays, you get ready to kiss a female, you might get cut with a razor where they got it in their mouth.
You know.
Exactly. It's crazy.
And that's the bad thing about it. You know, so in some words, the hip hop that's out now, the message that they're sending, that's what they're trying to say. You understand? Which is not a good thing, but you also got to realize they're also doing what they see in society, some of them.
Yes.
So you can't fault every rapper for, you know, doing it because, of course, they got to get their paper too. So in order
that's
for
true,
me to get the paper, I got to write, you know, sing about what I'm singing right now that's going to bring the crowd to me.
Oh, that's how it goes.
You understand what I mean? Yes, that's how it goes.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
that's exactly how it goes.
Really
I was an artist. I know exactly how it goes. That's exactly how it goes. If I'm going around, I'm seeing what's going on. Like, for instance, if you walking around and you seeing everybody with their pants sagging or you seeing the females all of a sudden with the big bamboo earrings in their ear again, that's what you're going to write about because
right.
that's exactly what's going on. So that's what's going to bring more people in. That's going to attract the crowd, which is going to have more females, you know, walking with the bamboo earrings because that's exactly what's going on.
Or either
I understand what you're saying, right? You want artists seeing what they see. But you can do it on a positive note. And I'm going to give an example of just one artist, one of many artists that sung on a positive note. Will Smith, when he made records, it was all positive. Like, he didn't talk about stuff that other people talk about. So, and he still made it. So why do me to say me as an example? Why, if I'm making a record, why do I have to sing about my parents sagging, how many cars I have, just because they're doing it? I wouldn't be an individual as an
but
artist.
You gotta realize.
Yeah, but it's what's trending. Like,
exactly.
That's what's selling, of course, that's what other people who are trying to break in are going to do so they can sell also. Will Smith already had a name for himself. Like, yes, he was rapping, and then he went into acting, but a lot of people didn't know he was rapping before he did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Exactly.
But it helped boost him. Like, when he came out with that album, was it self-titled?
What Parents Just Don't Understand and...
He's got a lot of good ones out there, but like you said, he already had a name, so it didn't make a difference.
Exactly. We have another call on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. What's up, D?
Hey,
it's your girl, Sean. What's going on? You know,
sorry,
don't
are
you?
A second.
Okay. Did you hear Dee's topic?
Yes, I heard Dee's topic.
And
where rap's going to be in 5 years? Nowhere. It's in the toilet already.
Oh, man, this is nice. It's
going to be nowhere. That's just what you want.
Nice. She's on my side. Thank you.
Now,
all right, Dee.
Is that just what you want? Because you can't truly believe that.
It's in the toilet, man. Like, they don't talk about nothing. They're not doing nothing. This generation of kids is whack. They're gone.
That's what
they're gone. They're gone. They're whack. So I really can't. I'm sticking with the ones that came out in the 90s. I'm a Snoop fan. I'm a Dogtown fan. And if they can't get on that level, then they're whack.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. But you do have artists, up and coming artists, that is on that level.
That's right.
You understand? You do have artists that's up on that level. You
yeah,
understand?
You
but
do.
You got
to have
some a lot
up
of people
on that level,
that's not
but
giving
the ones
them
that
shot.
Ain't, they're just whack. But they're the ones that rule everything. So, you know, you got to really find. You got to really find it.
But
you
see,
can't. It's not just out
about,
there on the radio. That whack stuff is on the radio.
But you got to also realize they're only writing what they see. Some of them. Some
yeah,
of them.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
You understand?
Some
I guess
so. Like
I guess you could put it that way. They're only rapping about what they see. I guess.
Okay, I see you. You just not a rap fan. You just like.
Oh, I am a rap lover. I'm a rap lover,
wrong.
But I'm about realness. I'm talking
right,
about real.
What,
I don't see how a 16 year old
rap?
Is only talking about guns and pussy and all that when they're not.
Hey,
they had it. They don't know what that is. That's not
now,
real.
Now let me explain something to you. In your era, what was real rap?
Gangsta rap.
Gangsta rap was real rap in your era?
Gangsta rap was real rap in my era because I saw people getting shot. I had my friends die. I've had that. That stuff was
okay,
real to me.
So why?
That was
okay,
real.
So you saying that's the type
and
of rap that you
and that's what they doing now,
back?
Gangsta. It's gangsta rap now.
Not really.
So it's not really
rap.
No gangsta rap now.
It's wanna be gangsta rap.
It's a lot of materialistic
rap
going
that's
on right now.
Rap. That's what I want. That's not what I have. That's not what I'm going through.
Oh, so you want gangsta rap.
No, it's not that I want gangster rap. I want realness. I want you to talk about something. I'll just put it to you this way, and this is really all I have to say. When Tupac died, the real lyricists really died with him. There's only a select few that's out there that really speak on real stuff, real talk.
Oh, I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you on that.
You know, and so, if he was still living, none of this would be going on.
Well, that's just like if Biggie was here. You understand?
Biggie.
But
oh,
you got sometimes
see,
you have to realize.
I'm West Coast all day. I'm from the 805. I don't, you know, I give much respect to Biggie, and you're right. But I'm going to go with Tupac on that one. And, I'm going to go with Tupac on that one because he got more to choose from. Biggie only came out with two albums. Well, actually one. But,
what
I'm saying?
But
Tupac came with the real every time, all the time.
All right, you know what? We ain't going to get into that.
That's right.
I want to get into
that. You know what?
Because
a lot of people fail to realize. I'm
going
to explain to you a real true fact. A lot of people judge Tupac and Biggie together. But
you
know what? Really, truthfully, you can't put Biggie and Tupac together. You can't put Biggie and Tupac together.
Hitting women. Like, so if that's really you, then, you know, that's for you. I'm not knocking your opinion. That's how you feel. A little confused about what's realness. Because Tupac rap, he majority times in his rap, he talk about holding girls and women, what he did to them and all that. You know, he goes back and forth.
Well, yeah. But see, I knew Tupac, too. And when he said what he did with women, he did. He wasn't playing.
And that's real? I mean, that's cool? Is that cool to degrade women?
I'm not saying it's cool to degrade women. I'm a woman, okay, but I'm a real woman, and I'm a woman that handles mine. If you're a woman that's out there doing that, and that's what they call you, then that's what you are. That's how you portray yourself. That's how you are. That's who you are. I don't get offended when they call them bitches and hoes because I'm not a bitch or a hoe. So I don't get offended.
All right, but, you know, a lot of time when a man treats one woman – when it's women, one they see all the same. So let's stop.
I don't think so.
Don't have to worry about that.
So mainly you saying a woman that's called out of her name, if she get upset about it, that she should take it because that's how she is.
I'm saying that if that's what you do and that's what they call you, how can you be mad? If you a prostitute, if you prostituting, if you getting paid to lay up with somebody and they call you a prostitute, how are you going to be mad? Right? But if I'm not, why am I offended? I'm not getting paid to lay up with you, so I can't be mad if he calling them prostitutes and hoes because I'm not one.
I understand.
That's not me.
You're right.
Okay. I'm not saying that everybody
is
like that, but I'm just saying that's just how it is.
Shorty this and that. Now, everybody don't want, every woman don't want to be called a shorty. You be like, shorty, there ain't no shorty.
You're right. Everybody don't want to be called, not every black man wants to be called a nigga either.
And people like me who just say, if I look at you, if I see you, I can say, well, damn, she look like more than like what they was talking about on the record, the way she dressed, the way she act. I think she a hoe.
It may not be you, though. That's the point.
That's right. Okay. You know, I feel you. But not every, like you said, okay, we could turn that around, too. Not every black man wants to be called a nigga. Not every black man wants to be called son. I ain't your son. Don't call me son.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It goes either way. It's going to always be controversy. It's going to always be a conflict.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Everybody ain't going to agree. It's up to you to pay your money to go spend it. If you don't like it, don't spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's just how I feel about it. But I just wanted to say what was up to Dee and tell her that she know how I feel about this rap game. And you do your thing, girl. I just didn't know you was a lyricist, though. But all right, girl. I got you. So, yeah.
So good.
I love you, girl. And I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a good conversation.
All right. Thank you for
you
calling.
You as well.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them in. We got to try to make it fast because we have a comedian actually coming on who we're going to talk to, Wallace St. Clair. And he's also going to do a little stand-up for us for, you know, like about a good 15, 20 minutes. So I want y'all to stay on the line for that. But we also have a caller on the line right now for you, D Sweet. So we're going to bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Yo.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You on the air.
Yo,
who are we speaking to?
This is the group VMC from Oxnard. We're a group of producers. And we just want to say we heard a chick that was saying that Tupac was better than Biggie. Like, not everybody.
Oh, she don't start it. Okay, go ahead. What's your opinion on it?
Go ahead.
Come,
let it go.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Tupac was, like, very good for, like, just being real. He was just a real-ass person, just a real-ass nigga fucking. Biggie was a lyricist, you feel me? And there's
mm-hmm.
a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tupac put out a lot of albums, but really how many albums of his sounded like? I'm not saying I don't like Tupac at all. I'm saying I really like Tupac and everything, but as far as, like, lyricism, Biggie had way, like, crazier punchlines.
Yeah, but see, you can't actually
like,
put
I'm
them.
I'm still understanding Biggie punchlines, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, just like you just said, how you explained them, that's why you can't put them in the same category, and that's what
you
a lot
really
of people
can.
Don't realize.
You can't. You can't at all.
You can't
I agree
put them
that.
In the same category.
You can't, because they're two different rappers. And you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I think if oh, let's close the fucking door. Yo, I'm thinking, like, if Tupac and Biggie would have never died, I don't think they would have been as big as they were, or at least Tupac, I should say. But it's really because they died, man. Like, me personally, I would have think, like, Big L would have rose to the spot.
Yeah.
Just because he was a sick lyricist. But, you know, that's me.
All right.
Yeah,
right. That's definitely your opinion, and I definitely agree with you on certain points of that. You understand? But a lot of people
that
realize
that,
this.
You have to have the relevancy. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying earlier, you have to be relevant with the times and shit like that. I think Biggie as a lyricist, he could have kept relevancy. You know what I'm saying? And like was said earlier, but directed towards the wrong person. If you know what I'm saying, that individual was alive, lyricism as a whole would just be a different, you know what I'm saying? It would be at a different speed and at a different pace. You know what I'm saying? They set the speed and set the pace, but we grew and then we kind of fell off with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, and really all it is it's the consumer, man. It's all the consumer.
All right. I want y'all fellas to hold on for 1 minute because I got another call I want to bring in real fast because we went out of time. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Who are we speaking to?
Speaking of Jamel, man, how's everything?
All right. What's going on, Jamel? You heard the topic for this evening?
Yeah, man. You know, I want to make this more Biggie Tupac hour. You know, I got love for both, but you know, we got to really look at, you know, the full elements of hip hop. You know, and with the people, you know, rapper is, you know, is good in his showmanship, is good in his lyrics, is good in his image. The whole, you know. The whole aspect of it, you know, and I don't think my man Big Daddy can get, you know, that much credibility when it comes to that, you know, that title. You know, you got to have the type of song that leaves your message, the lyrics, the whole style. When you come to a show, that you enjoy the show, that you're entertained by that artist, and you leave that good feeling. That's what makes you want to, you know, you embrace and embody, you know, that artist. You know, we have a lot of rappers out there today. They have a good song, and you know, they stuck in the image, and that's why they can't transcend over a period of time because they don't know how to maneuver and you know, make themselves you know, going on with the times. Biggie and Tupac, of course, you know, one of the greatest MCs of all time, but you got to really look at it, you know. Big, great lyricist. We all know that. Pac, mm-hmm. you know, versatile.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of cats out there, you know, with the messages. I mean, look at Public Enemy, Chuck D, you know. Chuck D has a message that transcends time. You know,
yeah.
Still looking at PET, you know, this is Public Enemy today. That message right now is to be addressed. You know, and I don't think we have that in today's movie.
He did a lot with it at the time. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
That's the point. He got a name off of it.
Hello? Seems to be running out of time. I need time, D3 Child, to say your final thoughts.
Hello?
D-Sweets, yes. What's your final thought on the topic?
My final thought is I just hopefully in the future, in 5 years from now, we would get back to talking about what's real and stop looking at rap as a get-rich-quick scheme. Because basically that's what it looks like to me right now.
Yeah.
And put some time and effort, you know what I'm saying, and deliver a real message, you know what I'm saying? Start bearing your soul again. And
okay.
That's it.
Is there any shout outs you want to give?
I want to give a shout out to Goon Empire, also to Purpose, which was one of the ladies who called in. Shami, shout outs to you personally for taking the time to call in, weigh in. Mark and Dean, which is affiliates with Goon Empire, and also Affiliate Entertainment, which is Chris Childs, my oldest brother's record label.
Wow. I really want to thank you for joining us. We should know you're welcome anytime.
Oh,
all right.
All right. Thank you. Can I give one more shout out?
Sure. Go ahead.
Shout out to Mercy, who is over at HG. Holy ground, hold me down.
Yeah, he's doing it too. All right, D Sweets. I want to thank you again for joining us. D Sweets, Dons and Divas. All right, y'all. Coming up next, comedian Wallace St. Clair. So stay on the line because he's also going to give us a little show, a little stand-up comedy after his interview. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Yo, y'all know what this is, boy. For real, the art of getting robbed. This is how we do, flipping style, boy. You know what I'm saying?
R.I.P. B.I.B. Nigga, R.I.P.
This is how
we
do, flipping style, boy. You know what I'm saying?
R.I.P.
Don't think
this
shit, Jimmy.
Don't
get the fuck out. But talk to check how you want it, work.
Hey, yo, the bottom line is, I'm a crook with a deal. If my record don't sell, I'm a rob and steal. You better recognize, nigga, I'm straight from the street. These industry niggas are starting to look like something to eat. I snatch Kim, tell Puff, you wanna see her again? Dance your ass down to the nearest ATM. I have dreams of fucking the R&B bitch. But I wake up early and bounce with all her shit when I apply pressure. Son, it ain't even funny. I'm about to stick Bobby for some of that Whitney money. Brian McKnight, I could get the nigga anytime. Have keep sweating, staring down the barrel of my nine. Since these Harlem World niggas seem to all be fam. I put the gun to Cardan, tell him, tell your man, makes me better. I'm a fourth dad watch now. I mean, right now, the only excuse for being broke is being in jail. An entertainer can't make bail, he broke as hell. I rob ODB, but that'd be a waste of time. Probably have to clap him, running towards the nine. I follow Fox in the drop for four blocks. Plotting the jokes up for that rock corrupt cop. What nigga just so like 4 milli? Got something to live for. Don't want a nigga putting four through that Bentley coupe, yo. My man hand do pace like dope. Get on the ground, you ain't with Mary no more. When you getting chips from now? I've been scheming on Tone and Poke since they found me. See, don't have to wear that platinum shit around me. I'm a klepto, not for real, son, I'm sick. I'm about to stick flick break for all that old school shit. Right now I'm bent, when I get like this I don't think about to make Stevie J take off that tight ass mick. A raw pun without a gun, snatch his piece and run. This nigga weigh 400 pounds, I ain't gon' catch me, son. Huh?
Wants to be bigger.
right after the Grammys. And Will Smith and Jada ass down in Miami. Run up on Timberland and Missy with the pound. Like, you, give me the cash, you put the hot dog down. I figured it out, niggas been robbing Joe before. That's why his ass don't wanna be a player no more. My attitude, I robbing JD, fuck you, pay me. Had to brat with him, should've had a jab with him. DMX wanna get down? Well, you tell on me. I'm on that train, shit, I do my dirt all by my lonely. I shook Rob Clue, man, this shit did well. I wanna stick TQ, but this shit ain't sell. I hit the studios, take niggas' shoes and leave. Catch Ray Ghost and RZA for them funny ass rings. Tell Sticky, give me the cash for an MP3. I beat your ass like the white boy on MTV. And a bitch wanna battle while I'm sticking them up. Fuck the cab, the coroner's picking them up. Heavy tried to hide his shit. Hey, nigga, I saw you. He said, why you robbing me? I got nothing but love for you. He called Juvenile for his cash money piece. Told him I want it all. He said, even my gold teeth. I caught Black Street on the back street in the black Jeep. One at a time. Get out and take off your shine. Did you ever think that you would be this rich? Did you ever think that you would have these hits? Did you ever think that I'd slash the nine and walk off with your shit like it's mine? I'ma keep sticking niggas until I'm living. I rob boys to men like I'm Michael Bivens. Catch Tyson for half that cash like Robin Givens. I'm hungry for real, I'm about to stick this to see. That nigga still eating off Big First LP. I had busted a whole flip mode on the flow. He asked me if I had enough, I told him, give me some more. If you feeling this, then wait for the sequel. I gotta get Kirk Franklin for Robin Garg's people. War.
From 50 Cent when he first came out before his situation, you know, the nine times. But right now, we have comedian Wallace St. Clair, a.k.a. Saint. Saint, welcome to the show.
Hey, what happened?
What's going on, Saint? Saint. Saint.
Yes.
You're there. You with me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. What's going on, Saint?
Ain't nothing. I'm just open, man, seeing what's happening, hoping it goes well. Everything well with you. I'm in Baltimore now at a buffet.
All right. So you got it made right now. You interviewing and eating. I hear you. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm with you right now. Put the ticket down. Just talk to you.
Hey, I ain't even mad at you. As long as you picked up the phone and you on the air, it's all good with me.
All right. I love you, man. Come on.
No doubt. Same here. So, Saint, let's start. What made you start doing stand-up comedy?
People who know me. And I don't know if all the time I be standing up, either. Be wherever I'm at. You know what I mean? People be saying stuff, and I say some stuff. People be laughing. Next thing you know, I got a handle as a comedian. They say, oh, you're a funny guy, huh? So I stay here. Then they threw me on the stage. They threw me in front of people. You think it was an accident? I didn't have no epiphany and wake up one day and say, I'm going to make somebody laugh. I get mad about that shit sometimes. People keep fucking laughing while I'm trying to express myself.
I feel you. But see, now, as you being a comedian, you understand, so that's how they see it. You understand? Do you think they see it as that note?
No. They be think I be trying to be funny sometimes. I be trying to help out. You understand? And they be laughing and shit. People drowning. You understand? I'm just man in the water, in the pool. And I'm saying, stop, help. And people laughing like it's a joke. And somebody dying, man. You understand?
Yeah, I
got issues with that. But I'm getting better as the days go by. I got a spokesperson. When some serious shit to say, I let them do the talking.
Oh, I feel you. So how long have you been doing comedy? How long have you been doing the stand-up to doing the comedy?
About 10 minutes.
You know what? There you go. There you go with the jokes already, man. We didn't start the stand up yet, man. We didn't start that yet.
Well, they've been laughing like in a formal structured environment. I'll say about 2 years. I've been engaging crowds of people, and they've been enjoying my brand of comedy. I guess you could say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I could see, which I'm gonna ask you anyway. But as you being a comedian, let me ask you: do you write down your material, or is it something that just comes to you when you're on the stage?
Nah, I don't write down nothing. I'm like Jay-Z with this, man.
Oh, all right. I feel you on that. So comedy ain't something that you actually felt like, all right, you're going to get up one day and something that you actually wanted to do. Now, with you doing comedy, has there ever been anybody you joked about and they got offended at you about it?
Yeah. My mother.
All right, Shane, I hear a lot of stuff in the background.
Got people laughing. Is it too much? I tell them to stop.
Oh, they're laughing because they're on the air. All right, no, go ahead, leave it there. All right.
People don't even know me, man. Keep laughing. I tell you, I'm getting fights behind this shit.
You know what, man? So let me ask you this. If people is laughing at you right now, do you find it hard being a comedian? Do you find it hard for people to take you seriously?
Yes, because I'll be looking for money. And they don't ever want to pay. They just want to fucking laugh all the time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I say, well, they got a spot here. I'm going in there, I'm going to be on the stage. But they pay them stripper chicks, you know what I mean? And I'll be sharing my whole soul out there. And I'm lucky if I get, like, $35 at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? So they don't. That's what I mean. They'll take me serious in that way. Like everything has a value, and if you enjoy laughter, why don't you pay for it? I like chicken. Mm. I'm at a buffet. I pay for it. You understand?
Okay. Now when you did your first comedy show, all right?
Yeah.
How did you feel when you first got on the stage, the very first time?
Listen, it wasn't a plan. I was on the stage hosting, and the next act wasn't ready. So I had to keep on talking to the people, and I was just talking about stuff. And somebody in that crowd thought I was funny and asked me to do the same shit somewhere else. But like I told you, I didn't write anything down, so I just went over there and did the same thing for different words. And it's been going on like that for quite some time now. Like, I really can't explain it. It's like Kurt Franklin, man.
Okay, I feel you. But you know what?
Like the day some woman lost her virginity and she had to, December 17th under the stairs in the third building in the project, you know, Tony Jr., we fell in love. I don't got a moment like that.
Yeah. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring some callers in. We're going to leave them on the line, and I'm going to let you do your thing. But I do have some callers I want to speak to you, all right?
Yeah, I want to talk about them 5 years of hip-hop stuff.
Oh. All right, caller, are you on the line? Are you on the air?
Yeah.
All right, you have Saint, the comedian, on the air. Hello?
Yeah, I don't hear nobody.
Hello?
There they go.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right. Who are you?
I'm
who
T.
You?
I'm T.
You ain't got a whole name? You just got a letter? Who are you?
I'm Tammy. Okay. Oh, shit. Hey, I can't do nothing with him.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm kind of full right now. I'm at a buffet down here in Baltimore, Maryland, called Embers. I got two pieces of chicken left, and I want to know what's next. Like, do you have a question for me in particular?
Well, maybe you need some dessert.
Yeah, I meant to get some sugar cookies. Yeah, but I'll wait on that.
So,
all right.
How long have you been a comedian?
I don't know. Like I told Rich, about 10 minutes. You know what I mean? I never accepted the title.
Only for 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes. The only good is your last joke. You know what I mean? Like.
Wow. See, I don't even know what to say to you.
All right, well, see, I want you to stay on the line because
okay.
We have another caller. I want to bring another caller in. So stay on the line.
Yeah,
caller, are you there?
Right.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you have Shane on the line.
What's up, Shane? It's just Joe. What up, brother?
Oh, what's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Listen here, man. You need to tell the truth, man. You've been a comedian ever since I've known you. You've been a comedian, man, since your mama spit you out because you're a funny dude. I mean, just looking at you, man, you make people laugh because you don't have to do it. I'm telling you, man, this dude is really funny. Congratulations, Saint. Good job. Hey, man, you want to talk about everybody else? Talk about yourself.
Wait, how are you going to tell him just looking at him make people laugh?
Right?
Just looking at
him. Get him,
Saint. Yo, Saint, you heard what he just said?
That's my man, too. I do it for real. Just looking at this cat, you want to laugh like.
You heard it? What you said, Shane? This is your show now. Go ahead. You work it.
I've been locked up. Rich, I've been locked up 3 times behind that same shit right there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I really don't like it, man. You
know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Oh, man. Have you ever got into a situation where somebody is like trying to do a show and they interrupt you and they try to come back at you?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's how it really all started. That's how it really all started. I was hosting the show and the people the act took too long to come on, and then I had to entertain the people, keep them occupied, and people in the crowd was getting restless, and I went at their necks too. Like, because I ain't afraid. You understand? It might sound funny, but it ain't no fun when the rabbit gets the gun. You come at me, I'm coming at your head. You understand?
Now, like you said, this is something that all just comes to head, right?
Yeah, man. I don't write this down. Fuck Jay-Z, man. This is his real. This is my life, man. I do this shit for free, man.
Okay, now let's say you got an audience in front of you right now, right?
Okay, I kind of do. I'm in a solid restaurant. What's up?
Okay, well, guys, I'm going to let you do your thing from here on out because you have people on the line. The lines is lit up. So you have a lot of people listening right now because they lit up. So I want you to do your thing while you're on the line right now until they really start calling in.
Okay, listen. I tell you I ain't got no jokes. I just got scenarios. I ain't got no punchlines. You know what I mean? What be funny to me when I punch somebody in the mouth for laughing when I'm trying to be serious? You understand? That's been a problem. I got 3 state numbers, New York State Corrections Identification numbers for people fucking with me. About this comedy shit. You understand? And most people was in there for committing crimes, trying to get a dollar. All I wanted to do was get a point across. You understand? Now, here's what I want to share with you. Because, listen, I ain't been talking about hip-hop stuff in about 5 years. Before I touch on that, I want to tell you how you can tell if you's a broke dude, if you got money or you don't got money. A lot of people think they got money. You understand? But they got broke ways. They got broke ways. You understand? Like, no matter how much money you get, you're going to be broke in your heart, in your mind. No matter how much money you get. That's probably why a lot of them rappers. For example, you know what? This is kind of personal now. I'm just kind of personal. When you use the bathroom, right? You hear me talking? I can hear you. Yeah. Somebody there? You use the bathroom and you take a dump, right? How many times you fold the toilet paper? Every time you take the toilet paper, you fold the toilet paper, you save the quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got millionaires right now somewhere folding their quarter. Pulling their toilet paper into a dime size, poking their finger all up their butt, trying to save a dollar. This is how you can tell if you're rich enough. This is how you can tell. You understand? These are tests we can take. No matter how much money you kids, you got broke shit. You got broke shit. You got broke shit in your blood. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, listen. And you know why? And the opposite is also true. A lot of dudes is broke and want to be looked at like they rich. You understand? How many times have you seen somebody? You ever been to New York? You been to New York? Listen, in New York, I seen a dude with alligator shoes on trying to get a swipe through the turnstile. I'm not laughing. You know,
I got hole in my shoe,
but I got a Metro card, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I get it. So,
oh,
yeah, people are strange. People are beautiful, but they're strange. You have to appreciate that. If you dealing with anybody for any period of time and they do some crazy shit, don't act surprised. You understand? But people are crazy. I'm giving you some examples of the crazy shit I see every day. Look, I ride the train every morning to go to work. You understand? There's this old lady who always likes to sit next to me, right? I know she likes my cologne, so I don't say that. You understand? And I'm sitting there, I'm riding the train, and I'm doing my damn crossword puzzle, minding my business. You know what I mean? About the fourth day, she reached over. See, that's wrong. Like she was doing my puzzle. You know what I'm saying? I'm wrong. And I know I was right. You know what I'm saying? I know I was right because I'm a man with a corporate puzzle.
Oh, Lord.
So I told her, I'll meet you here tomorrow. All right? And if I'm right, you buy the next newspaper. You know what I'm saying? You reading this motherfucker. Then bring your newspaper tomorrow. We do the corporate puzzle on you tomorrow, Grandma. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just giving you experiences in my life, man. You think I ain't got no punchlines. I just found it, you know, strange, and I point out the strange shit some strange people do. You understand? But I want to get serious for a minute and talk about where I see the hip hop thing in 5 years.
Oh shit!
That's what they're talking about. And I heard some dumb ass shit coming across the radio. Like they're mind readers. Like, who is this dude who said Big L would have been famous? Who do you think he is? Miss Cleo? He did a big head of Tupac. Shut the fuck up. Who are you? How you gonna put a dead motherfucker in the front of another dead motherfucker? We got a car to put a dead motherfucker in the back. You know what I'm saying? Where's hip hop going to be in 5 years? On the child line, in a jailhouse somewhere. Because all the rappers keep got to being more and more gangster. And you know where gangsters go? The jail and the penitentiary. Remember Shine made a record over the telephone? Remember? The whole hip hop nation is going to be on the yard. They're going to be battling over the weight bench. You know what I'm saying? They should be battling the cars.
You know,
this is where I see it going. It's not a game, man. 5 years from now. They be doing 5 to 10. All your top stars be doing 5 to 10. You know what I mean? Like Ice Cube still trying to have an attitude. What the fuck is he mad about? He's a conglomerate. He's a conglomerate. Lighten up, Ice. You know what I'm saying? He on TV now, selling beer. Oh, and I got an issue with that, too. I got an issue. Now, this ain't, now people be laughing, but this shit ain't funny. Puff Daddy got all that money. We buying his clothes, walk around with Sean John on, and what'd he give us? Alcohol. He got big pictures of him, like King fucking Kong in the ghetto on the billboard.
He was
trying to charge up $40 for a bottle of liquor. If it was for us, it would have cost $1.50. You understand? Like, what is that, bro? What is that, bro? Like, who are you? You know what I mean? Take that shit to Europe somewhere. I ain't with that shit. You know what I mean? I got an introduction to hip hop going to the rehab, because all they want to do is drink liquor, smoke the reefer, you understand, or the jailhouse, you know what I mean? And then listen, and then people all over the world, all they think about when they see me, because I like fitted caps, and I'm 50 years old, and I just bought a brand new fitted, got it monogrammed today. You know what I'm saying? I got my name on the side of it. People see me and think I'm on drugs, I got a gun, and all that stuff. That's nothing fault, man. So if they ain't in jail, I'll probably be in jail, because they're going to think I'm one of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? They get a game of black eye, man. They get a game of black eye, man. You know what I mean? All they care about is money. And the shit ain't funny, man. The shit ain't funny. They don't care about me. They don't give a damn about me. So I don't give a damn about you, Puffy. I hope you heard that, shit. You understand?
Real.
You know they're crazy? Look at that crazy. Look at that crazy. Look. The boy name is Sean Carter. Sean Carter. He's got a cousin named Leroy, an aunt named Esther. How the fuck he named his kid Blue Ivy? Everybody at the family reunion got names like Janiqua, Sakuna, Anthony, and Blue Ivy over there in the fucking corner. You know what I mean? With a velvet rope around her. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is that, man? That's crazy, man.
Yo.
They got mad cousins. They gotta get appointments to see their cousin now. Cause she got just cause her name, her hair gonna be fucked up in 10 years. You know what I mean? like what's the man name? The rock and roll man named Zappa. Frank Zappa, he named his kid Moon and Apple and all kind of shit. They got too much money, they done lost their fucking mind, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got issue. Hip hop is going down, and I'm gonna kill it if I have to. I'm gonna be the one to kill it. Give it a new name. Y'all, why y'all laughing? Why y'all laughing? I'm not
crazy. This is crazy.
I am a rapper first. Yo, I am the third rapper in history. Period. It was only two rappers before. You know what I mean? It was two rappers before me, man. You know what I mean? Lenny Mel and Hollywood. She comes from, but y'all know about me. Y'all know shit about me. Shut up. Hello. On the radio.
Yeah.
We on the radio.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yo, Shay, you are crazy, man.
The people in the restaurant think I'm crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with these people?
Well, tell them they're getting a show for free right now.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give you that meal for free.
Yeah, I hope they can appreciate it. You know what I mean? They got all the food they want. They ain't got no complaint. It's a buffet. Just hook it up. You understand? You know what I mean? You did. But just where I'm at with it, man, I just want to express some things to you, let you know how it goes. Like, I don't have no... I don't know where. I'm in Baltimore, y'all. I don't know. They're in New York. Yeah. Yeah, people, I'm doing some PR for you shit right now. I'm doing some PR. It's GQ Palace, GEEQ Palace Talk Blog Radio. They got the Delphonics coming on next. The Delphonics coming on. Last week we had Papa Wu. We're going to have the OJ next week. We're doing it real big, man.
Rick, you need him on every week.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Say, man. You have any up and coming events going on?
Yo, listen. I've been telling jokes for 30 years. I still ain't found a punchline yet, though. All right? I don't be knowing why it's funny. I just say the shit, man. Y'all just say the shit. What I think, and I tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't lying. And if your feelings get hurt, guess what? The truth sometimes hurts. That's all. and if it hurts really bad, I will apologize.
Oh,
I will give you some tissues. If you take it any further, I'm going to catch another case because I'll punch in your face. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
them know about some up and coming events you got going on.
Oh, I have an event coming right now on April 28th at a little place in the bar. So come by yourself. Don't bring a crowd because all of y'all can't get in. All right? it's a little spot in the bar. It's called the Rib Bar. It's on April 28th on 160th Street and Washington Avenue. And all you reefer heads, leave your reefer home because it's a broken reefer. All right, they're coming in with that loud smelling reefer, they're going to jail because it'd be broken reefer.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I gotta bring you back on for like an hour segment, man. I really do, yo. I gotta bring you on for like an hour segment. You know, that's the only event you got going on right now. Cause you know, whenever you have something, just let me know, so I can let you know the audience know and everything that's going on. You know what I mean?
Me and my lady is working on developing something for June 14th, or July 14th, but it's not written in stone. We're working on location and other acts and stuff. Because I got a team of people who do poetry, DJs. I got a couple of acts, you know what I mean, that I roll with. And I'm just a host that gets between them, and sometimes I entertain the folks in the meantime. You know what I mean? This is what we do, man.
Yeah, I feel you. Is there any shout-outs you want to give, say?
Yeah, I want to shout out my lady, Eva Mack, all right, from Boston Road up in the Boogie Down. I want to shout out my old homegirl, Rita, all right, and her husband. They riding with me. We down here in Baltimore representing the BX. I want to shout out my mama, all right. I want to shout out my little brother who hates to be called little brother, but I got the microphone now, little nigga. You understand? Beats in the building. Yeah, my daughters. I got three beautiful daughters. Who probably ain't listening no way, because I told them I was on the radio, but they don't never listen to shit I say, so they probably didn't hear that shit neither. You understand? I just want to just shout out, you know, just mad love, man. My man Kev, you know what I mean? Everybody, man. Everybody. Oh, yeah, and Apple Gandhi, my man Dennis King in the square world. You know what I mean? That's enough of that, man. I see them every day. I ain't got to talk to them. I ain't there. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Sometimes I see them and don't even speak to them in person. Like, fuck that.
Right? Yo, say... Yeah. Yo, it was an honor having you on, man. You know, I definitely got to bring you back on, Saint, for real, real talk.
Oh, yeah, we got our math. We got each other's math. You know,
yeah, I'm going to definitely hit you up. No question about it. All right?
All right.
Thanks
for having me. Have a great
no
show.
Doubt.
I'm going to make a move out the rest of Monday. Looking at me like I got to go. You know what I mean? They don't, you know, so I'm just going to take this chicken, put it in my motherfucking pocket, and walk the fuck out this buffet right now. All right? I ain't afraid.
All right,
talk to you soon, man.
All right, no doubt.
All right.
Wallace St. Clair, a.k.a. St. Clair, the Oh, wow. All right, coming up next, we have Frenchie from the Trendsetters letting us know what's going on with the female organization, and we will also be talking about her big birthday bash coming up on April 21st at the Paradise Theater. It's going to be crazy. So stay right there and don't move. This is ZQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Did a couple of tapes, did a couple DVDs, made a couple mistakes. Didn't know what I was doing, but I put on a cape. Now it's which world tour should I go on the tape? See, you told me I would lose, but I won. I might cop a million Jimmy Choo's just for fun. Cause bitches couldn't take what was in me. Australia, Sydney, might run up in Disney. Out in LA with Lindsay, got the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. Got two shows tonight, that's Brooklyn and Dallas. Then the price
at the party at the Buckingham Palace. It means I gotta fly like a movie, no commercial. That's young money, cash money, yeah, I'm universal. Now I'm sitting at the closing, bought my mother a house. You can never understand why I grind like I do. Micaiah and Jelani, why I grind like I do. Cause even when my daddy was on crack, I was cracked. Now the whole album cracked, you ain't gotta skip a track. I ain't gotta get a plaque, I ain't gotta get awards. I just walk up out the door, all the girls will applaud. All the girls will come in, as long as they understand that I'm fighting for the girls that never thought they could win. Cause before they could begin, you told them it was the end. But I am here to reverse the curse that they live in. Got two bones to pick, I'ma only choose one. You might get a dress on the second album, which means you can breathe till I motherfucking say so. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo.
Give a shout out to Wallace St. Clair, comedian, aka Saints. With me right now, I have Frenchie from the Trendsetters in the building. Frenchie, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Rich Money?
What it do, French? What's going on? What's going on? I'm sorry we had to go a little over because the first segment went over. But we still going, you know, y'all going to stay on y'all time regardless. You know how that goes.
All right.
We just had our first comedian on, but he was funny. He was hilarious. But let's talk about Frenchie and the Trendsetters right now.
All right, let's go.
All right. Now, Frenchie, let me ask you, your name, is that your name that you specifically got for the Trendsetter, or is that like your government name from your parents?
Well, it's not a government name from my parents, but I've had that name forever. I actually got that name from my aunt when I was born because she loved the movie Grease, and it just carried on. I have a lot of nicknames, but, you know, Frenchie just stuck out with me, you know, so.
Oh, so that was the name that really was like, boom.
Yeah. But the name that, you know, my quote with the Trendsetter is she's fancy, huh? So.
Oh. Hair done, nail done, everything.
We all have our own little quote that fit our personalities.
Oh, okay. Hair done, nail done, everything did.
Everything did. You already know,
see? I hear you. Now, how did you become a member of the Trendsetters?
Oh, man. I actually became a member through a friend, a very close friend of mine, shout out to GK. I used to be partying a lot and stuff like that. And, you know, me and him was really close. So he put me on and he told me about Couture and he told me about Trendsetters. And he's like, you got to go on this team. You got to go with her. And I'm like, at first I was kind of shaky because I'm like, oh, it's a girls team. I'm like, you know, that's drama. But, you know, ever since I met Couture and, you know, it's been like, we've been like tight ever since. So
That couture.
She's the best thing ever.
She is one of a kind, boy.
She definitely
that couture.
Is. She definitely is.
That's my girl.
I mean, that
couture.
Was like,
she is crazy.
I believe God put us together, like, for real.
She is definitely crazy. She y'all definitely doing big things. Ain't no question about it. Y'all definitely doing big things. Now, let me ask
yeah.
you. What's the main roll call for, like, when y'all do, like, events and, you know, like, fundraisings? Like, who set that up? Who starts all that?
Well, first, you know, Couture, you know, she... Well, actually, like, it's kind of like all of us, you know, we all put our, you know, input in together. But then,
mm-hmm.
you know, Couture, you know, she's our CEO. So, you know, when she puts the word out and she... You know, she gives us an idea, like, you know, we need to come up with another event. So we all just put in our input, and that's how it comes up.
Oh, all right. We actually have some callers for you already, Frenchie. So we're going to bring the callers on. All right?
Oh, all right. All right. All right.
Working fast already. Y'all always work fast. Every time y'all come on, y'all work fast. That ain't no joke. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. You have Frenchie from the Trendsetters on the line.
Hi, this is Ms. Mo, one of the sisters from Trendsetters. Hi,
Ms.
Frenchie.
Mo.
Hi, Mo.
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
So special.
How you doing,
I'm good, girl. I'm good. You already know.
Hi, of course, the show you love. You know Trendsetters all day.
Thank you, baby.
We
Thank
in the
you.
Building.
See, this is what I'm talking about. People don't understand this right here.
Yeah,
see?
They don't. A lot of people don't. They don't understand that.
You know, I was calling the show my sister love. You know, I'm listening to you, boo.
All right.
We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. You have Frenchie from the Trendsetters on the line.
She's fancy, huh?
She's fancy, huh?
Yeah.
It's me, Jules.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Frenchie.
What's going on?
Nothing. I see you writing it down. What Trendsetters?
All right, Early, you already know.
I'm glad. I just called up to show my sister some love.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have another caller on the line for you, Frenchie. Caller, are you there?
Oh, my God. I'm here.
Okay, you have Frenchie from the Trendsetters on the line.
You hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we hear you.
You popping, boo. You know this was chocolate. You know I had to call up with my girl some love.
Thank you, baby.
I love you, boo.
Oh, y'all definitely doing it. We have another caller on the line for you, Frenchie.
Oh, my God.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I don't think you a trendsetter, but you you have Frenchie for the Trendsetters on the line.
I appreciate that. Frenchie, how you doing, Frenchie?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Frenchie.
Who are you speaking to?
My name is Joseph.
Hello? I'm sorry?
My name is Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
How you doing, baby? I have a question for you. How did this Trendsetter, how did you get started? How did this, you know, how did you come up with this organization or a group, whatever you define it? How did this all start?
Well, this all started a long time ago, you know, from a circuit. But actually, we, Couture, you know, she left out of that and, you know, she started the productions and the incorporation. And from there, she just started rounding up everybody, and that's how we got started.
Oh,
so
how long has it been out?
Hello?
Yes. How long have you been out?
For 2 years.
2 years? Wow. Two years. You guys are powerful. You're a really big organization.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
we
you.
Have another call on the line for you, Frenchie. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you on the line? You have Frenchie from the Trendsetters on the line?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, this is Shay Shay from the Boogie Down Bronx.
What's up?
Hello?
Hey.
What's going on, Shay Shay from the Boogie Down Bronx?
What's going on, Shay Shay?
Friends, you got to keep up, Ma. What's good? What's going on with the Trendsetters?
This is my aunt.
Oh.
This is my aunt, Shay Shay, with the long hair.
Hello?
Hey, Auntie.
What? French, you're not answering my question, French.
What's your question, Shay?
What's going on with the Trendsetters? You want to tell me a little bit about it? Like,
what's going on is you better be at my birthday party April 21st at the Paradise Theater.
I'm ready to go.
All right, you got your dress and your shoes?
Yes.
All right,
but let you go so you can get your other calls, all right?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
We have another call on the line for you, Frenchie. Call, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have Frenchie from the Trendsetters on the line?
Hi, Frenchie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. My question is it an age limit with your group, with y'all group?
Well, we do have our little set of trends, but we do prefer, you know, adults because we do a lot of events that, you know, 21
right.
and over, 23 and over.
Yeah.
But we do have events that, you know, that welcomes all ages.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard a lot of you guys, and I mean, for it to be just 2 years, you ladies really have it going on. And I want to say
you.
Keep up
Thank
the good
you.
Work. I mean, seriously.
Thank you so much.
Hands down to you guys. And like I say, keep God first and keep doing what y'all are doing. You're going to go far.
Thank you. Thank you
because
so
you're
much.
Because you're helping everybody
appreciate.
Else that needs the help as well as, you know, helping yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know. So I just want to say keep it going.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You got these lines on fire right now, Frenchie. We have another caller for you. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you have Frenchie from the Trendsetters on the line.
It's Starlight. Hi, French.
Oh, Starlight.
I'm just calling to shout my COO out and tell her she's doing a great job as always. She keep us together. As always. Rich, how are you?
I'm okay. You know, as usual, y'all got the lines on fire.
Well, you know how we do.
No doubt.
Get in where you're sitting. You gotta be. You gotta be with the trendsetters. We know what it is.
I definitely got the lines on fire. I didn't even get three words in what I want to ask yet. Three questions.
Well, I'm not gonna hold you, but Rich, good to see you. And our friends keep up the good work. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, hon.
Hello, Frenchie?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, I think we got a breather now. Let me ask you.
Oh, we got a breather? All right, let's
yeah,
go.
We can exhale. Now, what's your main role as being a trendsetter?
Well, I'm the CEO. I mean, CEO. Excuse me. Sorry, because y'all don't crucify me for that.
Oh, yeah, you better watch that.
She
gonna call on this line.
I'm one of the COO. Cash is a COO with me as well. And you know what we do is, you know, whatever you know Couture can't do and she can't handle, she, you know, she hands it down to us. We make sure that we keep the group together. We make sure that you know we when things need to get done, we get it done.
Mm.
Basically, that's about it.
Okay.
Everything just falls hand in hand with us.
Now, let me ask you, do you feel the Trendsetters is a female organization that can help better the community for our new generation?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. And we're definitely going to keep growing. That's our main focus, you know, to make a better community.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this birthday bash of yours. at the Paradise Theater, April 21st.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Let's get it open. Let them know about that. You know,
all right,
how...
so... Are you
ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
You want me to go? So
yeah, go with it. It's all yours.
All right. So it's April 21st at the Paradise Theater. We got DJ Smoothski on the ones and twos. Tickets is $20. You know, grown and sexy attire. You know, pastel color suggested. But you know, keep it neat, be clean. No jeans, no sneakers, no athletic wear, nothing like that. And you know, you already know how we get down when we party. It's going to be crazy. So I suggest you come and you do not miss this event, because if you miss it, you're going to be upset.
All right. Now, y'all also have other events coming up, don't y'all?
Yes, we do. We do. We got part two of my birthday after the Paradise, April 27th, which is my official birthday. We're going to be at the gallery. Shout out to Luz and I. May 12th, let me get this out here because this is very, very important. May 12th is our anniversary. The Red and White Affair, you know, we're doing this for AIDS awareness. And make sure everybody out there, you guys, go get tested. Please go get tested. I just got tested yesterday. Negative, you guys already know. It's very important because this is like a serious disease that's going around and spreading like crazy. But we're doing it for AIDS awareness. Tickets is $25. It's our second year anniversary. We're doing it real big. We got Coco Chanel doing it big on the ones and twos. K-Star hosting it. You know, DJ Smoke Black. And Red and White Attires, Grown and Sexy. Make sure you guys can wear y'all white up, but they have to be crispy. But you can't wear jeans. You got to be suited up. You got to be looking fresh. We also got June 2nd. We have our set of trend drives. That's our second annual awareness day, where we're asking you guys to donate pajamas and books. And all the donations will be going to the pajama program. It's a nationwide program, and it provides a million PJs and books to children in orphanages and group homes and shelters and stuff like that. And it's from 11 to 4 p.m. at the St. James Park Recreation Center on Fordham and Jerome. So you guys can bring your kids, come eat some food, listen to music, do whatever you do. Make sure you come and you just donate them books and the pajamas.
Oh, well, I got a book. All right, let me ask you, do it has to be like kids' book or is it any kind of books?
Well, most likely it's for children. So, yeah, it's kids' books.
So it definitely have to be kids' book, because I was getting ready to say, I got a bunch of books.
What? Are you going to bring them nasty books? Oh, no.
No.
we can't be having that. No.
Nah,
you're going to be one of those books like, this is Rich Money book. He brought it.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. You know, I got so many books, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to throw them away. I'm going to find somewhere to take those books, because they, like, all in the closet, like, all the way up to the top. And they just sitting there. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, man.
But we definitely going to be at that joint, because we missed the last one that y'all had at St. James. Had an emergency.
Yeah, we had a ball at that one. That was a successful toy drive and coat drive. Toy drive slash coat drive. We had so many bags of coats and toys. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous.
Wow. Okay, Frenchy, we have another
question. I was like, oh, my God, like, did we really think that all these people were going to bring this stuff? Like, we got a canvas? It's for a good cause, so it's for
good. And that's what's good, because y'all definitely doing your thing. And like I was telling Couture, when I first heard of y'all, I said, yo, y'all big. She was like, yeah, y'all are, believe me. You may not know it, but, you know, believe me, sometimes it's things you don't know because it's on the outside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when you got people on the outside looking in, it's y'all big. Y'all definitely doing it. Y'all
Thank
doing
you.
It so big, we got another call on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
What's up?
All right, you have the trendsetters on the line. I mean, you have Frenchy from the trendsetters on the line.
Frenchy, what's up, baby?
What's that? Who's that?
You don't know who that is?
No.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble.
Rich, I got to put in the corner of the timeout.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Don't put me on timeout.
I was going to say your name, but I was like, you know what, yeah, you got to do that.
You got to give her a timeout, Rich?
Yeah, you got to give her a timeout. You want me to say your name?
Yeah, tell her my name.
Yeah,
Rich,
you got to give her a timeout, Swag. You have to give her a timeout.
This is my Law and Order voice.
I'm gonna fight you. Yo, I love Swagger, yo. Let me tell you, yo, he's the freshest in the game right now. Y'all don't know, man. He be suited up. He be coming out looking fresh.
Yeah, Swagger definitely doing his thing. Ain't no question about it. You definitely doing it, Swag.
I just called to give my baby a shout out. We're going to tear the paradise up for her birthday. We're going to do what we do. Then we're going to tear it up again on May
12th.
That's what we do. But I just want to say, considering they're doing their thing, they're doing a hell of a job. As females in this game, is extra hard. You know what I'm saying? Because you got these clown-ass niggas running around just trying to get in their drawers and all this other shit. And no one can get this. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, as being a female, these niggas don't want nobody, you know, they don't want them to get nowhere, so that's what it's about.
Exactly.
But they pulling their head and they making moves, and that's about it, and they blessed, and I like working with them. We've been working together for a couple of events now. We got some more shit to do. We're going to keep on doing it. I'll call and take a little time out and tell my girl I love her and keep doing a good job.
Oh, love you too.
Oh, with the mushy shit. But I'll get up with you next week. We're going to do what we do at the Paradise.
Yeah.
Love you. GQ,
love you too.
You're doing a good job too.
No doubt. Good looking, Swag. Back at you.
I'll be on the show soon because I'm definitely getting ready for my black and white 21st anniversary celebration. That's going to be crazy.
All right. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know how we do it? You know how we do it.
All
right.
All right,
y'all. Do what you do. Love you,
Frank. Love you, too.
All right, Frank. Right. Right. You have another call on the line, Frenchy. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, you have Frenchy from the Trendsetters on the line?
Yeah, what's good, Frenchy? This is Tazzo. I just want to shout out for the damn good job. Not really that. I'm a big Trendsetter supporter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Keep doing your thing. Y'all keep doing your thing. Keep making it happen, man.
Thank you, Tazzo.
No doubt.
Wow. Hello, Frenchy?
Yes,
wow.
I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah, y'all definitely
going
doing
nowhere.
It. I ain't going to make you. Hey, I told you, it's always an honor having 100 Trendsetters on the show. Ain't no question about it. It could be a million of y'all. Each one to come on is never a problem. As long as it's Trendsetters, it's never a problem.
Yo, imagine if all of us was on here. Oh, my God.
I mean, like it could happen.
That would be so crazy.
You know, it could definitely happen.
You're
going to
be so cool with us if all of us come on here. You're going to be like, oh, my God.
All y'all have to do is just set it up. It will never be a problem. All y'all do is set it up.
Let's do it. I'm totally
down
for that.
You know, Tell
Couture,
Starlight, you know, all y'all, Mo, you, I don't know everybody's name, but everybody from the Trendsetters.
And one more thing. Let me just put this out here for June 2nd. You can bring stuff for kids up to the age of 17.
Oh, okay. Like what? Like what is it? Like clothes,
yeah,
books?
The pajamas and the books.
Oh, okay.
Mhm.
And it's up to 17 where you could bring
only
all that, right?
Only new PJs, though.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Go ahead, say it again. Say it again, Frenchie.
Oh, I said only new PJs.
Oh.
Only pajamas. I meant to put that out there. I'm sorry. You know, health has it.
So don't bring no pajamas that your butt already been in and try to press them out to look new, you know, because the smell will still be on it. And
come on, you know, bad bugs. We ain't trying to have all that. We a good organization. We ain't trying to have all that. So make sure you bring new pajamas, new. Brand new.
We're going to bring one more caller in for you, Frenchie, because we're running out of time. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Frenchie from the Trendsetters on the line.
Hey, Frenchie.
Hi.
Hey, I just have a quick question for you.
Okay.
How do you guys pick the charity events that you support or that you contribute to? Is that something that, like, you guys just know different charity events and you just pick one? Like, how is that done?
Most of the time, like, when we pick our events, sometimes we do it around the time that it's the month of that awareness. But if not, you know, we have, you know, our community girls on our team that, you know, look into stuff like that, and they'll pick it out for us. So if it's not within the month of awareness, a period of awareness, then we'll just pick a random place to send it to.
Okay. And then the next question for you is, with you being a trendsetter and you guys been, you know, in business for so long, what would you say for people who say, okay, they're promoters versus, you know, a female, you know, organization or a female team? How would you explain it to them so that they would understand that you're not really promoters?
Well, we get this a lot. We're not female promoters. We are not female promoters. We do promote parties, you know, to make, you know, a little bit of money we need to do for our events and stuff like that. But we are actually, like, it's like a sisterhood. That's what I call it, a sisterhood. We're an organization. We do things together. We do things outside of our charity. We're always together. So we're not promoters, we're sisters. Let me just put it like that. We're sisters, we family, that's it.
Okay, pretty much family that comes together. And the promoting only comes into effect when you're trying to pretty much raise money for certain events or certain charity, you know, functions that you're having, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Frenchie, we just got a couple of more people on these lines. So what I want you to do, if you feel up to it, is break down all that information again, your birthday and the events y'all have going on. You know, we got to keep everybody informed.
All right. So everybody get your pens and pencils out and a piece of paper, because this is a lot to write down. April 21st, we at the Paradise Theater for my B-Day Bash, Unfinished Business, DJ Smooth Ski on the ones and twos. Frenchie Day, the year of Frenchie. Make sure you hit us up to get those tickets. You can hit us up on Facebook at Trendsetters Productions, Inc., or you can hit us up on our website, our official website, www.trendsettersproductions.com. May 12th. Oh, wait, April 27th. We got my set, part two of my B-Day Bash, the Midnight Cookout at the Gallery. Then we got May 12th, which is our anniversary, which is very, very important. Make sure you guys come through with your pretty red and white on. Tickets is $25. Make sure you hit us up for that. We got Coco Chanel, DJ Smoke Black, K-Star hosting it for us. We're doing it real big on this day. We're doing it for AIDS awareness. June 2nd, we got our Set a Trend Drive. Make sure you bring those pajamas, the brand new pajamas, to the stage name, Tokyo Recreation Center, on Fordham and Jerome, June 2nd, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Brand new pajamas from children ages, I guess, babies and up to age 17, and you can bring the books. Books and pajamas. And then in July, we have part two to our Man of Steel Day. I'm not going to say the date yet because we're not exact on it, but it's going to be either the 21st or the 22nd. So stay tuned for that.
All right. We actually have another call on the line for you. I can't let you go until, you know, I got to get all y'all calls due. You know, that's how it is.
We have another call on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you have the trendsetters on the line. You have Frenchie from the trendsetters on the line.
Yo, how you doing, Frenchie? You sounding real good on that phone right there, mama. Sounding real good.
Oh, my God, who is this?
Oh, you don't know your boo no more. You be in my house eating my chicken, drinking my liquor and all that stuff. You don't know nobody no more, Frenchie.
Yo, crazy.
You don't know who I am now?
You are crazy. What's up?
Who you talking to? Who you talking to? Who this on the other line? Who this? Who this?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Everybody's on the line.
It's your big brother, Shaq. That's messed up. You don't know my voice right there, though.
No, because you and Swagger, y'all calling trying to
do my stuff. Well, Frenchie, you're going to be.
I'm proud of y'all. Y'all doing your thing. I'm stalking Donald Punch. You Puerto Rican, and you know I'm stalking. You're doing your job. I'm so proud of the trendsetters, you know.
Aw, thanks, big brother.
You know, I like to give a shout-out to all the girls on the team. They be doing their thing, you know. You know, I'll give a shout-out to that. They call her the queen, but she's real mean, and she got the gangster walk. But, you know, she's sophisticated, sexy, and all that. I just like to say, God bless y'all. Y'all keep up the good work. Y'all making it real nice for the ladies out here, making all these ladies doing their thing, step their game up. Trendsetters on deck one.
All right. Hello, Frenchie?
Yes, I'm here.
I don't know. I can't even let you go. We have another call on the line for you.
Okay.
We're going to bring that caller in real fast. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. You have Frenchie from the Trendsetters on the line.
You know who it is. Hi, Frenchie. I'm Envy. What's up, baby girl? I'm just shouting you out. You did an outstanding job tonight.
You
were taking them questions like there was nothing. I'm so proud of you, and I can't wait to rock out on the 21st, Bull. We definitely doing it twice this month.
Yes, we are. We doing it big.
They definitely are. Hello, Frenchie?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I really want to thank. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Oh, man. There's so many people to shout out. Lord Jesus. I just want to shout out to everybody. Everybody who shows Trendsetters love. Everybody we work with. We love y'all. Everybody who supports us. Who comes to all of our events. You know, who makes sure they... You know, they check on us, hit us up to see what's good, what we doing next. Anybody who supports me and my team, thank you. I love you. Big shout out to y'all.
Hi, Frenchie. I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. Wait a minute. I think my switchboard operator just told me it's somebody else that want to speak to you real fast. So let me get them in, and then I'll let you go, all right? They don't seem to want to let you go, Frenchie. Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hi, Frenchie. This is Miss Mo's sister.
Hi, Bo.
Hi, Bo.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Just got to Miss Mo's house, and she told me I was on the radio, so I said, let me hit up my girl.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
All right, Frenchie.
Yes.
I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. You know, like I said, anytime y'all want to come on, it's never a problem.
Oh,
never a problem at all. It's always an honor
having
y'all on. All right?
Thank you so much.
And we definitely going to see you at that party and everything else. Just keep us informed because we're going to try to make it to every one of y'all events. That's my word.
I know that's right. All right. Thank you so much for everything you guys do for us. We really appreciate it.
All right. It's never a problem. All right. Frenchie from the Trendsetters Production, Dons and Divas. Okay, coming up next, we have an up-and-coming artist, Trey Pound, here to let us know what's going on with him in the music industry, and we also going to be playing his smashing single. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby. That was Frenchie from the Trendsetters we had on the line. Don't forget her big birthday bash, April 21st at the Paradise Theater. It's going to be crazy. With me right now, I have up-and-coming artist Trey Pound. Trey, welcome to the show.
Appreciate the love.
What's going on, Trey? What it do?
Ain't
what it do?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm just taking it all in. Embracing this time and being grateful and giving thanks to God, man. That's all.
I hear you, and I heard those singles, yo. You're doing it big. You're doing it real big right now.
Yeah, man. The singles is good. AM Out, I was just with, shout out to Thugs Theory, who directed AM Out. I just was with him, and he's putting together a nice little video, man. I can't wait for the people to see that.
All right. Now, let's get to Trey Pound. Now, how did you come up with that name?
Well, when I first started, like, you know, just playing ball and, you know, just being a regular kid, people would call me Trey for short. My real name is Tracy. So at the time when I first started writing and, you know, wanting to do music and all that type of stuff, it was just Trey Bag because of my grandmother at the time. That's a whole nother story. But, you know, it was because of her they started calling me Trey Bag. And, you know, later on it just became Trey Pound because it was so much more powerful, you know, and the music speaks for itself. So it's self-explanatory.
I feel you. Now, how old was you when you first started, when you first got into the rap game?
I started writing when I was about 13. We used to go to my boy G1's house and make tapes and stuff. That was probably about 13, 14, while I just, like, really started writing. Yeah, about that time.
And from there on, it's just, like, just started going.
From there on, it just, you know, it ain't just about writing music. It's my life, you know. I put my life into it. I try to be different creatively and try to, like, stand out, you know, more so than anybody else just on the creative side, you know?
Okay. Now, with you being an up-and-coming artist, what would you say is your best qualification as being an artist?
My best qualification as being an artist? Well, first, you know, the music. You know, it comes first because that's how they're going to judge you as far as, you know, they're going to judge you by your music at first because they don't know who Trey Pound, you know, Tracy is. So they're going to judge you by that. So I think my best qualification is my personality. When you get to know me as a person, you'll understand the issues, the frustration, and the struggle of where he comes from and get a better understanding of the music. So it's my personality, really.
And that's good. I like how you broke that down. Because, you know, when your tracks I'm heard, you definitely give it out messages, which is a good thing.
Yeah, because you... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, because, you know, I don't just want to do music. You know, I've been doing music for 15 years now. I've been writing, you know, I've been in different situations that didn't work out, you know, and it's just my, I feel like it's just my time, and, you know, I'm putting all that back into me, so that's all.
Well, that's a good thing, though. That's definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
Who would you say is some of your biggest influences in the industry?
You know, I grew up in the era where, you know, it was like, you know, more so hip-hop was like, you know, hip-hop was about, you know, having good punchlines and hard metaphors, you know. I admire businessmen, Jay-Z, you know, I like Nas, you know, I like The Lox. I grew up on Big Pun, God Bless the Dead. There's a lot of people I'm missing, you know, just that era in hip-hop, you know, the 90s, I feel like was like the best era in hip-hop, you know. So those are some of the people I admire right there.
Okay. Now, let me ask you. You said, and I quote, Trey Pound is hip-hop at his best. Elaborate us on that.
Trey Pound is hip-hop at his best. Meaning, you ain't going, like, it's not going to get no better than me. It gets better as I progress, but it don't get no better than that. Trey Pound's just, you know, it's a progressing progress with me, you know. I'm in different stages in my life where I'm just starting to come into my own. So I say Trey Pound not to be directly, you know, disrespectful to any other artist, but I feel like I am the best, and I'm not going to... Everything good?
Yeah, I like hear something.
Oh, yeah, me too. But
like
I was
the
just...
humming.
Oh, I don't know. I was just saying that, you know, Trey Pound, I feel like I am the best, you know. I'm not going to dumb myself down to anybody else, you know. I feel like I'm the best at what I do in my world, you know. The people that respect me, the people who, when they listen to my music, they say it's deep, it's a message. There's love, there's strength, there's anger. It's all, you know, my music is all elements. I try to touch on everything. And the best way to do that is to be yourself and speak from your heart and real tragic life incidents.
All right. What I want to do right now, Trey, I want to get into one of your singles. And I'm going to need you, while we get into your singles, to go into, like, a better area.
Okay.
But first, I want to get into one of your singles, Emotions.
Emotions. Yeah,
What made you name that single, that title?
Emotions. I have probably had that track, Nick Cage. My brother, shout out to Nick Cage. He did that track for me. I probably had it sitting around for maybe 3 months. And I did that track 2 days prior, you know, after my mom's passed. And it was just something that I was going through, man. Like, you know, I took a lot of anger out on my friends, you know, my family. You know, it was just one of those, I called it emotions because it's not directly about one thing. It's about different things. It's about, you know, the girl that I was with at the time. You know, it's just about a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, it's called emotions because you go through the emotions to get to a better place, you know. And that's why I called the mixtape Dark Side, because I'm at a better place right now.
All right, so we're going to get into that right now. All right?
Cool.
All right, Dons and Divas. This is Trey Pounds, Emotions. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
AVS Media Demo.
Got me feeling like I'm losing my mind. Know that I'm the best, I'ma prove it in time. Different situations cause aggravation. Pushing people away, that's the odds that I'm
AVS
facing.
Media
the life story of Trey is what I'm basing. Patron shots, smoke my medication. Got me thinking that my ex was right. Feeling some kind of way, got an extra tight. Didn't mean to disrespect, make you feel alone. I'm going through something, dealing with my own.
AVS Media
Attitude got me in the zone. Lost my man, the house don't feel like home. My young years run around, yeah, I was sober. It's no doubt that my past gon' need closure. And one of my friends is just passed. And got me feeling like I have to take action.
AVS
Media Demo. End of me. So sit back and take shots to the Hennessy. But I'll never bow down to my enemies. And I'll never bow down to my enemies. These emotions is like an explosion. I need to get on board and stay focused. I need the ladies'
AVS
tracks. I need the ladies' tracks and get noticed. Mama looking down at me, watching every move. She did a lot of good things that I never knew. She said there's a lot of things that you better do. Make a better world for a better you. And my mom's was the miracle
AVS
lady.
Media,
like her daughter was a miracle baby. Away from the streets, you should do the same. Never meant to curse you out and call you names. I guess it was my past building up this pain. Moving through the stress and switching up this lane. Moving on from my loss, think about what
AVS
I gained.
AVS Media Demo.
Got me feeling I'm to blame. Between your sickness and all your addictions, doesn't feel right, it seems fiction. Used to beat me and I used to run from you. Got me wishing that I was a better son to you. Got me feeling like it's gonna be the end of me.
AVS Media
Demo. Shot to the Hennessy, but I'll never bow down to my enemies. And I'll never bow down to my enemies. These emotions is like an explosion. I need to get on board and stay focused. I need the ladies' tracks and get noticed.
AVS Media Demo.
Notice. Towards the end, I don't wanna be lonely. Never was a friend if you really was phony. Waves used to spin, so I call it an ocean. Pen to the pad, express the emotion. Flow real sick, so I'm leaving them open. Make my way to the top.
AVS Media Demo.
The Lord spoke, and I think I got the message. I feel like my destiny's being tested. Businessman, opposite of being reckless. On the highway, looking for an exit. Express all my pain up in these records. I want the whole meal.
AVS Media Demo.
Straight pound fam, yeah, I'm trying to live it up. Maybe have a little fun club, hit it up. Doing this too long for me to give it up. It's too much, they can't get rid of us. Got me feeling like it's gonna be the end of me. So sit back and take shots at
AVS Media Demo.
But I'll never bow down to my enemies. And I'll never bow down to my enemies. These emotions is like an explosion. I need to get on board and stay focused. I need the ladies' tracks and get noticed. I need the ladies' tracks and get noticed.
AVS Media Demo.
Hello?
AVS Media Demo.
I'm over here vibing to that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sick. You went in on that joint.
Yeah, man.
Ain't no question about it. You definitely went
that's
in
the,
on it.
Shout out to Nick Cage who did the track, and that's the next single right there, you know. That's the next one right there. We shooting a video for soon, and just going to keep it moving. That song is really, like, touching, though, man, because I lost my moms and my grandmother back-to-back. So that song
wow.
really, like, makes me reflect on, you know, my mother, you know, the whole situation, you know, how everything happened. You know, I miss my moms to death, man. And every time I hear that song, sometimes I can't even listen to it because I just think about her and my grandmother. For real.
Yeah, I feel you. That's understandable. Because I still hear the humming. But we're going to wing it anyway.
We're going to wing it.
Yeah, we definitely
going to
wing it. So, no doubt.
Yeah, so, you know.
Now, let me ask you, what's your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
Sometimes I find little inspiration as far as, like, trying to look for inspiration because it all comes from me. Like, whatever, I just write about whatever it is I feel like, you know, whether it's a bad article, whether it's what I'm going through, or whether it's something that I feel somebody's going through that needs to be addressed, you understand? So
mm-hmm.
I really get inspiration from myself because it's not, I don't really like the music nowadays. But as far as my goals, well, I got my, this is the first mixtape or whatever, and I'm trying to get my own, I got my own company, I got my logo, you know, got everything, about to try to do some more shows, some more radio, promote this mixtape, go down south and do some radio down there, and take advantage of, you know, my connections or what I need to do to bring myself up and make it happen for myself.
No doubt, and I definitely could respect you and honor you on that. But if you don't do it, ain't nobody going to do it for you.
You already know.
No doubt. Now.
You already know.
Now, what's the best format for you when you start your singles? Do you start with the hook, then the lyrics? Or
hello?
Do you start with the lyrics and then the hook?
Hello?
Hello? You can hear me?
Yeah.
Trey. Okay, I think we lost Trey for a minute. So what we're going to do real fast.
Hello?
We're going to bring... Hello, Trey? You can hear me? Okay, we're going to bring on Trey's other track. We're going to bring that up real fast. That's how I give it up until we get back in touch with him. So this way y'all see what he's working with. All right? We'll be right back when we get in touch with Trey. This is his new joint. That's how I give it. This is GQ Palace. Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Top thief, who's the hottest seller in the top week?
Who?
Already got them scared, I'm the top beat.
Already.
Everything straight, that's a rock peach. Looking real funny with an appetite. I know my mama going to the afterlife.
AVS Media Demo.
Source paradise, straight to the pound, gotta get my name right. Cruising through the city block. Never walk straight when I diddy bop. Looking for the money in the biggest spot. Don't let these little ones turn the biggest shot.
AVS Media Demo.
For the meanwhile, got a couple more for the mean crowd. I'm a nightmare for these dream childs. I guess it's going down like a rebound.
That's how I give it up. That's how I give it up. That's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.
AVS Media Demo.
That's how I give it up. 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 That's how I give it up.
AVS Media Demo.
Shorty, right. Shorty tryna stay with me all night. Party out of town, I need another flight. My shorty acting up, I need another wife. Tryna get more, I ain't giving in.
coming out the shell that I'm living in.
ABS
Media Demo. Unlimited. Paint the picture just so y'all can vision it, vision it. Smoking on that green yard for my essays with no green card. We make chess plays with my team guard. By our best way, but never seem odd.
ABS Media Demo.
Get a couple more. Keep a real woman, never love a whore. Gotta pay attention to the bigger laws. Can't wait for my tape in the bigger store. That's how I give it up. That's how I give it up. That's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.
ABS Media Dennis.
That's how I give it up. 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 That's how I give it up.
ABS Media Dennis.
Grind light. Supposed to be addicted to the limelight. Hijack the sun so I can shine bright. Introduce myself into the fine life. Weed purple, Henny dark. From where the young boys at the semi spark.
ABS Media
Demo. Or a bigger park. You swimming in the water with a bigger shark. Get the tray pound on them. Then let my young boys run down on them. Get the info fastened in computers. Get them ready for the test like a tutor.
ABS Media Demo.
Coming a hooper without a trace like D.B. Cooper. Nothing stays the same, it all changes. A bigger target on your back if you famous. One hit wonders always remain nameless. These rap cats, they forgot what the game is.
ABS Media Demo.
What the pain is. Locked away in the too much chambers. Courtside, why you sitting in the nosebleed? Locked up but never telling all my codeine. Can't wait to walk away with all the trophies. Y'all gon' make me go back to the old me.
ABS Media Demo.
I'm a track bully, ain't nothing changed. All black hoodie, couple goons with me. That's always violent. My little cousin hold it down on the island. I guess they hating on the ones with the talent. They all in between just to make a balance.
ABS Media Demo.
I make them panic. I say powerful ish that cause damage. That's how I give it up. 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 That's how I give it up.
ABS Media Demo.
That's how I give it up. 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 That's how I give it up.
Trey.
It's Trey.
You there?
ABS Media Demo.
Yeah, I'm back.
That right there is sick.
Shout out, that joint right there is sick.
Now, how did you come up with the name and the title for that single right there?
All right. Shout out, first and foremost, shout out to DJ RCB. This is a guy I met on MySpace a couple years back, and he just believed in me from jump. And he's been sending me music, and he sent me that joint by this guy that from Philly. You know, he does beats, and his name is Track Bullies. And he's incredible, but shout out to them. And I think I wrote the song on my way to work. I wrote the song like maybe, you know, a couple months ago. I wrote the song, and I didn't have a hook for the song for a long period of time. I didn't have a hook, so I wanted to make the song and the hook as simple as possible so people could catch on to it, because if they catch the hook, then they gonna listen to the lyrics of the verses. But if they don't catch the hook, it might just be a dud, you understand? So I wanted to make sure I do something simple that everybody could relate to, and it just became a great party joint, and everybody and their mother loved that joint, and we shooting that video real soon, too.
Oh, all right. So I see you definitely doing big things. Now,
yeah, I'm fine. Trying.
Now, what makes Trey Pound different from all the other up-and-coming artists that's out now?
I think the music will, you know, eventually speak for itself. If you give it a chance and respect it, I think, you know, the music would speak for itself. You know, I actually have something to talk about. It's actually not about the chains and the cars and the money and all of that stuff that, you know, you see rappers nowadays glorify. You know, I come from struggle. I didn't have much, you know. My grandmother gave us everything we could. My mother did the best she can, you know. My cousin, she did the best she could with whatever she could help out with. You understand what I'm saying? I come from struggle, you know. I come from not having anything. I come from seeing people waking up you know, begging for money on the trains, you know, that type of struggle. So, you know, just thinking about that in general just humbled me and just makes me want to be I'm going to write about this. I'm going to write about what everybody's not talking about, you know, and I think that right there makes the difference in between who Trey Pound is and who they are.
All right. We actually have a caller on the line for you. We're going to bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You have Trey Pound on the line.
What's up?
Trey Pound, how you doing, brother?
How's everything, man?
Things well with me, man. Y'all, first and foremost, man, I'm a hip-hop head. No music, good music in my head. Track was hot, man.
Thanks,
man. You end up real raw with that track. Man, keep doing what you're doing. Continue with this. Man, in the music industry, right, I just know that it takes a lot of energy, man, you know what I mean, to do what you got to do, especially when you come from the heart, where you coming from.
Right.
Where do you channel your energy from?
That's a good question. Energy-wise, I feed off it as I go along. You know, if I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it. If I'm not, I'm not, because I'm not going to force it. It's not going to look right. So I make sure I feed off of my own energy. You understand what I'm saying? Because, like, nowadays, or I may listen to some old stuff that I didn't hear in a while and feed off that and want to write, you know, and get amped like that. But mostly it comes from me. I try to feed off my own energy. I try to make great music so people, you know, can enjoy it and embrace it, man. And I really appreciate the love and support coming from somebody that I don't know. You understand? It makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Real talk. Really, man. Stay humble, man.
Appreciate it, brother. All right?
All right.
All right. Trey, we have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring them in. Caller, are you there?
Yeah. If I'm calling, yeah, I'm here.
What up?
What's good? I like the... Can you hear me?
Yeah, we
can hear you.
All right, because I'm driving in my car listening to y'all. This is Superstar, a.k.a. Tommy Guns from New York, from Astoria Projects, 2710 building. What's good? What's good, Claude? And Trey, I wanted to give you your shout out, man, because I feel what you're doing. I like the joint that you did. And keep doing your thing, man. Word up. You know,
I appreciate that. Accept you
good, you know what I mean? And show you some humbleness. And that's on iTunes or whatever. You let me know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'll support you.
My fault. I got to plug that. It was supposed to be on iTunes. The mixtape itself, Dark Side, was supposed to be on the iTunes this week. But definitely next Friday, this Friday, up and coming Friday, it will be on there. It will definitely be on there, man. I appreciate the love and support, man. And, you know, keep doing what you do, man. And, you know, we see each other at the top, man. That's how we got to think about it.
No doubt, man. You get a chance, you know, check out that single that I dropped out there on YouTube. You can look it up at the Superstar Show.
Superstar Show?
Yeah, the Superstar Show is all one word. You can check out the video that I dropped there. All right, cool.
I'm gonna put it in my phone. I'm gonna put it in my phone, you know, so I can save that and check you out, man. I'll definitely get back to you.
Yeah, no question. And big shout out to y'all doing it up on this radio line. I'm driving in my car, got the phone plugged in.
Big shout out to the radio.
I'm pumping it through my speakers and all that when you play the music, so that's a good look.
Good looking.
Just wanted to be on here so I could support y'all, you know what I mean? Support your thing that you're doing, man. I always
that's
try
what
to
it
show
is,
people
man.
That
that's,
I'm supporting.
That's what it is. That's what it's supposed to be about, man. Support and show love.
Definitely
man.
Good
that's
looking.
What it is.
Good
definitely
looking.
Good looking.
All right, man. I'm going to be staying and listening on to the rest of the show.
All right,
no
man.
Doubt.
I think
good
we got
looking,
another
dude.
Joint. We got another joint, right?
Yeah, we're going to play one more of your joints. Yeah,
yeah.
We got
another...
get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up.
All right.
Now, Trey.
Wow. This is, like, I wasn't expecting that. You know, I mean, not that I don't believe in myself, but it feels good to get that type of love, man. It really does,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that means
for
you're
real,
doing your thing. Definitely doing your thing.
Wow, it does.
Okay, what I want to ask you now is, you have a mixtape out right now, right? Oh, that's coming out.
It's coming out. It was supposed to be out today. I got the weeks mixed up. It was my own fault. I apologize to everybody, you know, my family that's listening, you know, my coworkers, everybody listening. I'm you know, I apologize. But it'll definitely be on iTunes. you know, next Friday. Definitely, it was supposed to be this Friday, but it'll definitely be out. And hopefully, I can have a video out at the same time. And, you know, if you see me on the street, you know, I may have CDs for you, or you could download it, and, you know, you can support Trey Pound through that way or whatever. It's called Dark Side, Dark Side the Movement.
All right, no doubt. Now, what kind of music can the listeners expect from your mixtape?
This mixtape is pretty much dark compared to the songs that, even the songs that you heard, everything is dark in its own way, you know. And I just was in a dark place, so all of the music is dark, but it's good. It's great music. I have features on there. My boy Big Bounce, You Can't See Me. It's an old Rakim beat produced by Nick Cage. I have another song produced by Nick Cage, Love, Joy, and Pain. And, you know, it's another great song, you know, about struggle coming from where we come from, you know, cops, everything, you know. So it's pretty much just a dark album, but it's a great album, man. It's really a great album, man, for real. And, you know, people are going to really appreciate it, you know, because every song is dark, every song is different, and every song has a different meaning to it. So, man, I just, you know, I'm just grateful and thankful to God, man, you know, that I'm back, you know, doing what I love doing.
All right, no doubt. Now, let me ask you, What do you consider yourself, more of a lyrical lyricist or entertainer?
I could be both, because there's been times where, like, I go somewhere and perform, and it may look like, you know, I'm not going to move or do anything, and I just get on that stage and become somebody that I didn't even know I could become, you know? And as far as, you know, the lyrical side, I mean, when you hear the music and you hear me rhyme, or if you hear freestyles, or if you hear anything, it's going to speak for itself, you know? It's just going to speak for itself. It's just going to make it even more powerful, because you're getting a total package. So I think both is a strong point.
All right. Well, we have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring that call in right now.
That's cool.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, you have Trey Pound on the line.
Hi, Trey. This is Shante.
Oh, how you doing? What's up, Shante? How you doing?
What's going on? I'm just giving you a call. I just want to tell you that I love you,
mm-hmm.
and I definitely respect your music. You know, it does remind me back in 98 when we were going to school together.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that you were traveling since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're here now, you know, I just want to say to you that I'm here. I'm your number one supporter. And I like your music, because nowadays you hear a lot of cursing in the music, and you don't have to do all that to show your talent. And that's
Thank
what I respect about you most. Like, you
Thank
can get
you.
Your word out without cursing and using all types of words that's not necessary to use, you know. And that's basically it. So I'm just calling to say I love you, and I'm here.
Thank you, Miss Brown. I appreciate the love, man. You know,
no
me and
problem.
You go back. We got our history together, but you know I got love for you and I care for you. And you know the music is going to speak for itself.
Exactly.
You know I'm just getting started. So it's all love, baby.
Exactly. And shout out to Nick
too.
Cage with those tracks, too. Those are fire.
I think the phone. Hello?
Hello?
The phone. My girl just called. Hello?
Hello?
The phone just hung up. It did the same thing. That was my girl.
Hello? I think
hello?
We lost
hello?
Tracy
hello?
Again. Hello? Tracy?
Hello?
All right. I think we lost him again. So what we're going to do, Brown, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We lost Tracy again. What we're going to do right now, we're just going to get into another one of his tracks, I Think You Scared of Me. And I'm going to call him, and I think we're going to end that segment once we get Tracy back on the line, because we have a special guest appearance I want to get to. So this right here is Trey Pound, I Think You Scared of Me. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
AVS Media Demo.
Uh-huh. 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 Shit.
think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. Slow me, the home team. It's full of young boys plus some OGs. What it better be, I'm thinking legacy. They wasting all their time and their energy. No interaction, don't listen to these rappers. You are not a clapper, never been a factor. Plus I never fail, so many tales. Free my little cousin and I guess this mean you rappers really bore me. Walking like the Black West Side Story. Got an easy one, tell me what you thinking. Ciroc straight in my cup, shorty, what you drinking? Year one like the movie. Could've lost our life if we ain't switch lanes. I came over here just to make a scene. I came to throw punches and make them lean. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. Funny style people with funny faces. Inspiration. Dropped out of school, no education. Almost gave it up, a lot of separation. Had to get it back, too much dedication. Take this worldwide to a bigger nation. Twisted off the yacht. Tell them it's a rap, we gon' take this to the back. Free rhythm, free beat. I'ma be king next time they see me. Top of the charts, hits on the TV. Gotta try to make this look easy. Walk through the block, everybody wildin'. Late night getting twisted out in City Island. Yeah, I'm kinda high, it's in the air now. The boys ride by, we getting stared down. And then they hop out and start
media.
We make the highest bidder come and work for us. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, y'all really think I'm scared of me. You hot, she's not. They say I gotta wait in like the detox. Y'all can hear it crazy when the beat drop. How you get a win with a cheap shot? Shot dope money, rap money. That 80s flow with all of that crack money. And that's why these clowns always act funny. My young boys ain't scared to clap for me. Free
trade,
I miss mama. Got an entourage full of Johnny Dramas. Bulletproof vest, probably think it's Under Armour. Cross the line and you'll be another goner. All the envy, don't offend me. Always got B.O. all up in the memory. I guess I'm going places that should never be. And that's probably why I think I'm scared of me. All this whack rap ain't really fair to me. But it's one thing that's really clear to me. I think I'm scared of me, I really think I'm scared of me. I think I'm scared of me, I really think I'm scared of me.
All right, welcome back. Trey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Lost
me again, but I'm here.
It's all right. What we're going to do, we're going to have you back on. So what I need you to do is, like, give everybody your information on how they could get in touch with you and everything, but we're definitely going to have you back on. Ain't no question about it.
Hold on. I need to look through my phone. I need that, you know, plug the number real quick. Hold on. You still on? We online? We live right now?
Yeah, you live right now, man. I got people that need to come on.
I thought you were still playing the music. I could be contact at TreyPound2002@yahoo.com. That's TreyPound2002@yahoo. Again, TreyPound2002@yahoo, man. And hopefully, man, everybody go get that Dark Side mixtape, man. I'm gonna continue to make that good music. I want to shout out my father, man. You know, our relationship was always rocky. Our relationship is great right now. And I just want to tell my pops, man, I love him and I appreciate him and my sister and my family, man. I love y'all to death.
All right, Greg. Good looking, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely going to have you back on. Ain't no question about
Definitely. It's too much.
All right, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, we have Greg Hill. Actually, I have him with me right now, so we're going to get right into Greg Hill. Welcome Greg Hill from the Delphonics, Dons and Divas. Greg, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, man?
I got to apologize to you, man, but you know.
Listen, man, you're a busy man. You got a lot of things going on, I see, you know.
But it's definitely an honor having you on, man. It's definitely an honor. Ain't no
My
question
brother,
about it.
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, let's get into the Delphonics, you know?
Yes, sir.
Now, how long have you been with the Delphonics?
Well, I was with the Delphonics for over 15 years. Over 15 years. You know? So it's over 15 years.
Oh, okay. Now, have you done any collaboration with any other artists that's out today?
Yeah, we did a collaboration with Rick Ross.
Okay.
Yeah, we had an album out called The Phonic Zone, and we Rick Ross did a little collaboration with us on that album.
Yeah, because matter of fact, I think we're definitely going to play one of the tracks we have with you with Rick Ross. We're definitely going to get into that also. But, you know, right now I want to get into you, you know, and let us know what's going on. Now, let me ask you, are there more than one Delphonics group?
Yes, there is definitely more than one Delphonics group. The two brothers, the two surviving original members, they broke up and each kind of formed their own group. And I was with one of the brothers for quite a while after. And, you know, things didn't go as I thought they should have went. So, you know, I eventually split off and started my own Delphonics Review. And so that's what it is. I mean, you got like two other groups, but that's what it is. But, you know, this year, Delphonics Review is what's really happening.
Okay, so, yeah, because what's the difference between your group and the other group?
I ain't trying to start nothing. See, you trying to start something more here. You know the difference, my brother. We can sing. I ain't trying to start nothing. But, you know, we do what we do.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
we trying to take it back to where it was supposed to be. You know, we're trying to make it hot the way it used to be back in the early 60s, 70s, when the Delphonics was a household word, when the Delphonics was one of the hottest groups out. You know what I'm saying? That's where we're trying to keep it.
Oh, okay.
You know, so to answer that question, yes, that the difference is, you know, these guys are still doing their thing, but we're taking it to the next level. That's what
we're trying to do. That's understandable. You know, sometimes people get stuck. Sometimes people move up. You know what I mean? That's how life is. You know? Now, let me ask you, do people still say you, like, outspoken, aggressive, arrogant, and, like, stuck on yourself? Is that true?
You know what? People keep asking me that same question all the time. And the way I put it is like this. In order to take it to the next level, somebody has to be a little aggressive. Somebody got to be a little hard-headed and don't take no for an answer and want it to be the best it can be. And sometimes maybe I can be a little overbearing, a little, you know, I could be, you know, and I don't know, this is a family show, I guess. I can't say what I really want to say, but at the same time, you know, yeah. I mean, sometimes, it just, you know, I keep saying that same thing sometimes, but yeah. You know,
okay.
Some of those rumors can be true, but basically, I'm a nice guy.
You know, everybody has their own opinion about certain things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just the part. Like, everybody got their own certain opinions.
Exactly.
Know? Now, let me ask you. You and Tommy Moore have been singing for quite some time now.
But it appears that you seem to change your lead singer often. Why is that?
Well, you know what? Me and Tommy has been with me for about 3 years now. And Tommy understands the program. He understands what's going on, how we're doing it. But now, as for the lead singer situation, sometimes you run across guys that say about it and say they know what they're doing, but they really not about it. And we don't have time to sit around and play with guys that are not about their business, you know? And so a lot of these lead singers, I don't know how familiar you are with some of these groups, but some of these lead singers, you know, to put it nicely, you know, think that, you know, the sun rise and set on them.
Yeah, you got some that do believe that.
Yeah, and this is about a group. This is a group. This is not about one person. The Delphine's Review is three guys on stage harmonizing, stepping, and doing it the way it should be done. So there's, you know, several times we got people in the group that one maybe could sing, one maybe could step, but we just looking for the perfect middle guy to take this to the next level. But we do have a really good lead singer now. His name is Ivory Bell, and he's formerly of Blue Magic.
Oh, okay.
So that's my guy now, and I think he's going to be with us for quite a while because, you know, he understands where I'm trying to take this.
Now,
you know.
Okay. So you feel like, all right, this is the one right there. You know, he know exactly where I'm going with this. We on the same page, and this is how I'm going to rock out from here on.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
that's what it is.
Now, how is your relationship with the other Delphonic members at this point?
Well, you know, it's kind of like up and down. It's up and down. I mean, we agree to disagree on a lot of subjects, you know. But the bottom line is, you know, people trying to stop us from working, and it's not going to happen. You know, it's just a lot of business disagreements. A lot of things were said, and you know, to put it in a nutshell, it's not a very good. You know, there's no real communication there right now. Not that I really care, but you know,
what it is. We actually have a call on the line for you, so I want to bring that call on real fast. All right. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have Greg Hill from the Delphonics on the line.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
What's that?
Anyway.
What's so funny? What's so funny? Tell me the joke.
It's no joke for you. It's just that I'm really shocked that I'm talking to a member of the Delphonics.
Well, you got to let's I got to get legal. It's the Delphonics Review at this point.
Review, sweetie.
Yes,
okay.
The Delphonics Review.
Okay. Anyway, do you are you like remixing any of the old songs that the Delphonics had, or are all your songs new?
Well, right now, honestly, we are not doing anything new. Because a lot of times you get out there and start doing some new stuff and the people looking at you like you got three heads. People are trying to hear the classic soul the way it was back then. A lot of these, you know, classic soul acts, some of them, you know, manage to put out some new material. But for the most part, it's really hard to do anything new unless it's like a collaboration or something with somebody else. That's why we're trying to keep it just what it is. Our shows are just the greatest hits of the Delphonics. That's
well, can
we
I
do.
Just hear a piece of He Love?
See, there you go.
That was my soul. I'm sorry.
Hey, Love. Don't cry no more. You're in love. That's
okay.
All I'm going to do.
Okay.
You gotta
okay.
Come to
that's
the show.
Enough.
You got to come to the show on May 12th. We're going to be
minute,
in Harlem
wait
May 12th.
Wait a minute. I got a question. I got a real big question. Are you married?
Am I married?
Yes.
Yes, I am married.
Oh.
Never mind.
Look at you. Oh, you don't sound too happy about that. She's like, oh. Cut that real short.
You know, but some of my friends not married, though.
Oh, that's even better. Okay.
Now, if you come to May 12th in Harlem at the Poets Den Theater, I introduce you to some of my unmarried friends.
I sound like a winner to me. Rich, are we going?
We are. For sure, yeah.
Okay.
You just
okay.
Like caught me off guard. You know, I'm still thinking about the singer. You talk about, oh, I'm like, wait a minute. But, you know, it's like, you know, it's like an honor just having you on, Greg. You know what I mean?
It,
so I'm
it
like,
is.
I'm stuck
it
right
really
now. You know, it's
is.
Like a real big honor having you on.
Listen,
you know?
It's an honor being
wow.
here, man. It's an honor being anywhere these days. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
But, Greg, I plan to see you then.
Yeah, what's that?
I said I plan to see you so you can introduce
yeah.
me to some of your friends.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord, here's you on a dating game.
Absolutely. You know what it is.
All right. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
We have another call on the line for you, Greg. We're going to bring that call on also.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have Greg from the Delphonics on?
Greg, brother Greg, how you doing, Greg?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Doing well, man. You what's going on? That's what's up, man. I'm trying to get up there where you at. This man, brother, the Delphonics is before my time, but the music is so powerful, man, that it just refused to go anywhere. You can't be denied. I'm sitting there listening to your interview, and I'm actually on YouTube, and he like, you know, songs like Did Not Blow Your Mind, Break Your Promise, La 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 means I love you, Somebody Loves You, you know, I mean, man, the list goes on. Brother, listen, man. How do you keep, where do you get your energy from? Because it seems like you're still going on and on and on. You just won't stop.
Listen, man, I got to take my vitamins every day, my brother. I don't smoke. I barely drink. I'm trying to keep it all together. You know, after you pass a certain age, man, you know, things stop working. Shit starts falling. Oh, I don't know if I curse on here, but, you know, things start falling.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Things start falling apart, you know, and you got to try to do the best you can to keep it together so you can get on stage, because a lot of people think that it is so easy to get up there and do what we do. It is hard. The older you get, it is hard. You know, it is really no joke. You know, you got to get up there and sing and sound right and do the steps and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, man, the steps. I'm just actually watching the old video. It's like it's back in 1973 that you guys performed. Did Not Blow Your Mind Live.
Uh-huh.
And when you guys, I'm going to tell you what you have on. What you guys have on. But I'm seeing, like, I'm thinking orange, yellow tie, you know, the black pants with the matching police tag.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. You know what? I don't know if I was on that one. You going way back, bro.
Way back?
You go. I don't know if I was on that particular one. You got to look me up. Greg Hill Delphonics. Greg Hill Delphonics Review.
Okay.
And you could see a lot of the stuff that I was in.
Okay.
You know? Yes, sir. Just look it up.
Delphonics Review?
Or you can go on my YouTube page. It's Soul One Productions on YouTube.
I
got about
70.
Got about 70 videos on there.
Soul One Productions, right? I got you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Mhm.
All right, Greg.
Yes, sir.
I just want to ask you a few more questions, because then I want to get into that single. You know,
yes.
Well, you know, with you and Rick Ross. But
okay.
What I want to ask you is, we heard that there was some conflict with you and the remaining original Delphonics group. Would you care to discuss that?
Well, you know what? The conflict is simple as this. After a certain amount of years, you know, you have to basically take it to the next level. And I'm the type of person, I'm not going to sit around and watch and wait and you know, continually ask you to take it to the next level, and let's get out there and work, and let's do what we got to do, and you keep dragging your feet. The problem is simple as this. I went and I took things into my own hands, and I'm doing what I do best, which is, you know, get on that stage and do what we do. And so there are people that are not too happy about it, but you know what? Ask me if I give a damn.
I feel you.
I don't care. So, and it's just a lot of things. Like, for instance, I'll just throw this out there to make you understand where a lot of my I don't give a damn comes from. See, over the years, let's just say, you know, for purposes of, you know, the IRS, let's just scale things down a little bit. Now, check it out. If you're working for me, right, I got you in my group, and let's just say I make $1,000, right, and I pay you $150 each show from that $1,000. Now, let's say I get some shows paying me $10,000, and I come and hand you $150. What you going to say?
Wow.
Hello.
Wow, yeah.
And then still sit around and act like I'm broke and I ain't getting no money. So, you know, it's just situations that went on that I wasn't too happy with. And as time goes on, you get fed up. And that's what it's about. So, you know, that's what the conflict is. And then, they, you know, guys don't understand that you got to move on. Everybody got to move on, you know. You know,
exactly.
Give me my blessings and let me go. Don't try to stop
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's a lot of things like that going
yeah.
on.
Wish me the best and leave me alone.
Yes, sir, because it's a big world out there. Everybody can work. Everybody can get this money.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now,
but
I understand exactly what you're saying. Now, when was the last time you spoke to William Hart? Are you able to elaborate on that?
William Hart? Well, the last time I spoke to William Hart, me and him was negotiating about working out some type of agreement. But as usual, you know, people talk all kinds of mess to you on the phone, and then once they get a chance to go and think about it, they start thinking to themselves and say, oh, damn, what the hell did I agree to? And I have not spoken to him since.
Wow.
So, you know, that's another one of those things. People say things and they don't stand by what they say. If I tell you I'm going to do this deal with you, we're going to do this deal. Hell or high water. And if we're not going to do the deal, I'm going to call you and let you know that we're not going to do the deal and why.
Mm-hmm.
So we can still be on the same page because guess what? You know, time goes on and we may meet again down that same road.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
That's what the deal is. I love those guys to death, man. You know, they're like, I idolize them in a way, but at the same time, business-wise, it's just not a good look anymore. So I got to do what I got to do.
Wow. Now, when did you leave the original Delphonics and decided to go on your own?
Must have been about, had to be about maybe 5 years ago or something like that. I mean, I started doing shows without Will Hart because I was working with Will Hart. He's the original guy. He's the one that wrote Hey Love and things like that. And so I stepped off and started doing things about 7 years ago, little by little, and as time went on, you know, he didn't particularly care for me stepping outside and doing other shows, but I had to do what I had to do. So eventually we just cut all ties when it came down to performing together. You know, which,
wow.
in my opinion, that's the best thing I could have done anyway, so.
Yeah. Only you know what's best for you, you know?
Yes, sir.
Let nobody else tell you what's best for you. But what I want to do right now, I want to get into that track with you featuring Rick Ross. All right?
No problem.
All right, we're going to get into that right now.
All right,
Dons and Divas, here's Greg Hill, Delphonics Review with Rick Ross, here for you. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I ain't gonna lie no more. I'm gonna be honest. This one time, come here, pretty girl. Church. I apologize for the person I am and the ways I'm setting.
I am here for
understand your pretty lips. Can't smoke around you, so I hit it and I kill it quick. I respect you as a blessing, an investment. I thank you for every turkey bacon breakfast. Early in the morning, while I'm yawning, you roll over on daddy, climb on it. Grab a fresh fruit, stab in your legs, scoop. If you slip and fall, I'll be there for your rescue. I really need you to see the world. Trips to Geneva, girl, right, and that's my reefer twirl. Streets got it in the soda, beef won't stop. It takes you to place me on top. Gaze through the windshield, baby girl, I've been real. Tell me how the temp feel when a real pimp near. But I'm a friend too, show you what we've been through. Walk to the shark bar, keep it real simple. Coming home to all this newfound sunshine. I ain't get a letter from my homies one time, but she was there for me, ain't miss one time. I got plans for her, put a rock on her hands for her. I'ma be there every chance for her. I plan a bella home with a pillow dome. Two Dobermans, fuck it, throwing the picture phone. I was raised to eat, you had to get your own. Don't front, had to get your own. But you was willing to do anything to get your own. Traffic in the cabinet, even get the kitchen going. Other than the scared, you the one they snitching on. Hope the people fingerprint you scared when they kick it open. I got another plan, brother, take your woman hand. Take it to the motherland, I need another rubber band.
All of my life, wanna be with you.
We finna escape the ghetto, we finna escape the poverty. Do you for an ounce? I move living out 760 LI live on the E-way. She keep it live, she don't vibe with the he said. She don't sniff draws, call your in-laws. Her main complaint is damn, why 10 cars? I try to make her proud, being that I come from nothing. She know deep inside I'm really shy when in public. You change your subject, think I need another budget. Riding in the bed, driving like I'm in the bucket. She love my wild side, she know I'm about mine. How we lay on the beach outside, Apple Martini bikini, ain't wrapped up in TV. Give me gap when you see me raw, this triple C. We flow Midwest to East Coast, just for the ski slopes. Maybe we should eat low, what you say? Check it out. I'm doing this like nobody else, baby. That's on my man, you know what I'm saying? I'ma keep it real to you. I ain't gonna lie to you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do like a motherfucker. I ain't gonna slide y'all, baby. I ain't gonna miss you. When you see the 6 ton in this room, I ain't gonna let your life go off and not come through for you. That's what them doing, they ain't hitting, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was wanting to miss you before, but I've been playing with feet, baby.
That is sick.
Hey,
it's,
you know,
definitely sick. Y'all definitely doing it. Definitely doing it.
For the record, man, for the record, I just want to let everybody know that, yes, you know, like I said, the little conflict that's going on, Mr. Hart is going around saying that he was the one singing this by himself. And just for the record, that was Will Hart, Greg Hill, and Joe Branch. That's who did the backgrounds on that song with Rick Ross. So, you know.
Yeah, just let everybody, you know, fill them in exactly what's going on. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So,
definitely,
yeah,
wrong with
just,
that.
I just want to put that out there. That's what the real deal was. So if you hear anything else, they lying.
I hear you. We actually have a call on the line for you, Greg.
Okay.
We're going to bring that call in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, you have Greg Hill from the Delphonics on the line?
Yes, I want to play something for him. I also want to always thank him for putting on the greatest show in the year of 66 and at the Apollo Theater at 121st Street. So I'm going to dedicate this song to him.
Okay.
Trying to get their material out there right now.
Well, you know what? My advice is simple. The first thing, before, you know, I got to tell everybody, you know, brothers and sisters can sing, they can dance, they can flip over, flip around, ice skate, whatever they're going to do on that stage. We all could do that. But what they need to do is learn the business. Pick up a book. Read about it, learn about it, ask somebody if you don't know, because that is the number one, you know, most important thing about this business. Learn the business side of it, because you can get up on that stage and dance and sing and do all that, but guess what? There's somebody behind that curtain making all the money, getting all that dough, while you out there shaking your behind like a fool and not knowing what's going on business-wise. So it's just very important to learn the business first, because, you know, everybody can sing, but you read some books and learn about the business of music, not just, you know, the music business, the business of music. That's where it's at, because you want to set yourself up, whereas you can have a good income, you know, to invest some money, not just be out there performing every night, killing yourself, and seeing a few dollars. You want to get in where the real money is.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my advice. All that, you know, there's so many people, I hear so many people say, well, you know, be good at your craft and practice real hard now. And let me tell you something. Learn the business. Learn the business. Everybody can sing now, you know, with this damn auto tunes. Anybody can sing.
Exactly.
But now it's time to learn the business, because that's how the guys years ago got robbed. Just got robbed because they did not know the business. They did not understand what was given to them. You know? There's that old saying. They used to ask these guys back in the day, which was the craziest thing in the world, well, do you want to be rich or famous? And you know what these knuckleheads chose.
Exactly.
I want to be famous. So they famous with no damn money. So
exactly.
I tell people, learn the business, man. Learn the business.
Exactly.
You know, very important.
We have another caller on the line for you, Greg. We're going to bring that caller in.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Greg Hill from the Delphonics on the line.
Hi, Mr. Hill. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just want to know, how did it feel for the Delphonics to come together and do the track with Rick Ross?
Wait, what's that again?
How did it feel for the track that you just did with Rick Ross? How did that feel?
Well, it felt good until I didn't get my check.
Oh.
Okay.
It felt real good. It was nice. You know, it's nice. Oh, man, it's a good thing. You know, Rick Ross is one of the biggest rappers out here. But like I said, the business behind it, when the business is not straight, you know, it's nice. But at the end of the day, that's not paying my bills.
That's right.
So, you know, but you know, it was nice. It's always nice to get with any other artist that's doing something positive and, you know, just get together and kind of mix it up because that's what it's about, meeting people and, you know, advancing yourself, stretching out and doing things that you wouldn't normally do. But, you know, to answer the question, it felt really good.
Okay. Now that the Delphonics is on, I'm going to say it, a new level. Let's just say that. The Delphonics is on a new level, you know, with a new lead singer. Where do you see yourself as, you know, with the Delphonics for the next 5 years?
Well, again, let me just correct you on that. It's the Delphonics Review.
Oh, Delphonics.
My Delphonics group is called the Delphonics Review because I don't want nobody calling, oh, you getting out there still trying to act like you the real Delphonics. Let me tell you something. Between me and you and the rest of the people in Radio Land, the way they sound, I don't want to be the original Delphonics. I'm sorry. I just sound like this. Now, if you want to call me arrogant, okay, whatever. But like I said, the Delphonics Review, what we're trying to do, we're basically trying to bring it back to the people the way it was, the way it should be. You know, it's the worst thing in the world to go to a show and hear a group and they sound like garbage. You done paid your good money. I don't care if it's $10. You done paid your money, and this group don't sound nothing like the original sound. It's horrible. So we're trying to, you know, bring it back. We're just trying to bring it back. That's all.
Okay. Well, keep doing the good work. I do like the track that we just played. I definitely like it, and I'm looking forward to, you know, more tracks from the Delphonics Review.
Yes.
You know, and we'll definitely see you, you know, at your next event.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Wow. Great. So, now you have the event on the 12th, right? Is there any more up-and-coming events you got going on?
Well, we're going to be in Harlem May 12th. And that same day, early in the evening, we're going to be in Mount Vernon. And the 13th of May, we're going to be up in Newburgh, New York. But the one I'm trying to get people to come on out and check out, it's going to be a really good one right in Spanish Harlem on May 12th, 108th Street, Poets Den Theater, Delphonics. I'm having my man, the lead singer of the Blue Notes, Sugar Bear.
Okay.
He's going to open up the show. We're going to do it up.
You would definitely see us in there. Ain't no question about it.
Yes, sir.
You're definitely going to see us in there. Greg, I really want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Okay.
It's definitely an honor having you on. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to my family, to my many kids, because, you know, us musicians, we have a few kids around, you know? You know what I'm saying? I try to keep it real, you know. The judge said they was my... Nah, I'm just kidding. No. I'm just glad to get a chance to be heard and get a chance to set the record straight about a few things. You know, I'm just glad you invited me on the show. I definitely appreciate it, and I hope you invite me back. Next time, maybe, you know, I bring the other guys, have them on the line, and have them say a few things, too.
No, whenever you're ready, just hit that number. You know,
yes,
you got the number. It's never a problem. It's always an honor having you on. Whenever you're ready, just be like, you know, who knows? I might call you before you call me.
Hey, no problem. My line is always open. You got the direct line, my brother.
All right, great. I really want to thank you. It's definitely an honor having you on.
Oh, and one other thing. Couple of others. I'm sorry. I just want to let everybody know that to book us, you can go on thedelphonicsreview.com. The Delphonics, D-E-L-F-O-N-I-C-S, review, R-E-V-U-E.com. If you're interested in the booking the group, you want to find out what's going on, what our tour schedule is, just hit us up there. You can get me on Facebook, Greg Hill Delphonics, you know, on Facebook. I just won't put that out there.
All right. No doubt.
All right.
All right, Greg. And we're definitely going to keep in touch.
Okay.
All
right, man. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks a lot, man.
Well, thanks a lot to us, too, man. It's definitely been
all
fun.
Right. Okay. Talk to you later.
All right.
All
Greg,
right.
All right. Greg Hill, Dons and Divas from the Dell. All right. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank D. Sweet Word Childs with her GQ General Question. I want to thank comedian Wallace St. Clair. I want to thank Frenchie from the Trendsetters. Don't forget about her birthday bash coming up April 21st. I also want to thank Trey Pound. You know, he's doing his thing, and we're definitely going to have him back on. And I want to give a big shout-out and thanks to our special guest appearance, Greg Hill from the Delphonics Review. I want to thank you, the listeners. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to also give my condolences to the Bracey family. My man Robert Bracey from Bronxdale passed away, so I would like for everybody to give a moment of silence for my man Rob. All right, Rob, you know, you will be missed. You know everybody loved you, but God loved you best. Rest in peace, Rob. I'll see you in that gangster lane. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
My God, my God, you pass on the message. message from me. Tell him put down those dice for a second, Lord. Listen to his homie. Could you tell him I'll never let go of his memory, so his son will know you don't have to cry no more. God got his back. I said God got his back.
My son of memory.
You know what I'm saying? That's on the real low.